My daughter's already there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Where's the basis for coming to Hashem that it's bigger than the chief message? He takes that as
a...
incidentally. Going to cover the
beginning question. Of the last parak and our tzaddik test on the base. Ari psachim samach mincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach. The Gemara says that the word, we assume that the word samach means half an hour before. The Gemara says like that. Half an hour before the zman mincha, you're not permitted to eat a meal until it gets dark and you begin the seder. You make kiddush and then you can eat in the middle of the seder. Exactly which mincha are we talking about and what's the reason? So the Gemara has, this is the first discussion that the Gemara has in connection with the Mishnah. On the bottom of Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara suggests two possible pshotim in the Mishnah. You can daven mincha either mincha gedola or mincha ktana. The Rambam seems to say that l'chatzchila you're not permitted to daven mincha gedola. Mincha gedola means after chatzos. If you daven after 12 o'clock, now it's 1 o'clock. Chatzos is not 1 o'clock now. So if you daven exactly after Chatzos, that's not right, because even in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, the Gemara says they used to wait a half an hour before they brought the Talmud Shalbein HaBam. They wouldn't bring it within the first half hour, because it's hard to tell. We have watches, so we can tell exactly what time it is. But in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had no watches. The days of the first Beis HaMikdash, they had no watches. So everything was approximate, so they would always insist on waiting an extra half hour. So since the Zman of all of the Tfilas is Mechuvin Kenega, the Zman in of the Hakrovas, Hakarbonis, and Beis HaMikdash, so that's why it's improper to daven mincha within the first half hour after Chatzos. What happens if a person davening within that first half hour? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes Achrayim, what is Yotze B'Riyev. And he says, the Pashto says that you would be Yotze B'Riyev. Difficult to say that you're not Yotze B'Riyev, but the whole thing in Beis HaMikdash is only Azera. Maybe you'll make a mistake and bring the carbon before Chatzos. It's only Azera, so how can you say that it's going to be possible B'Riyev if you brought the Talmud Shavir Abayim there? So the Pashto says the B'riyevid, the Talmud Shavir Abayim would be good, and B'riyevid, the Tfilas HaMincha would be good also. But L'chatzchila, you're not supposed to daven within the first half hour after Chatzos. Then the Rambam says more than that. L'chatzchila, it's not proper, it's not really proper to daven Mincha Gedola, even after the first half hour after Chatzos. The proper thing is to daven later in the afternoon, after what we call Mincha Ktano. What says Mincha Ktano? So Mincha Ktano is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. What's up? This really gets this number 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That's this man that they used to bring the Korban Talmud Shabbat Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't bring it a minute before the Shkiv. They didn't bring it the hour before the Shkiv. They brought it in the latter part of the afternoon. So the last 2.5 hours, that would be this man when the Talmud Shabbat Abayim was already finished in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes that the proper time to daven L'chatchila Mincha is Mincha Ktana, the last 2.5 hours. When is the latest you can daven Mincha? Some Maseches Broches. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Rav Yudah says that you can only daven from 2.5 hours before the end of the day till 1.25 hours before the end of the day. That's Plaga Mincha. You divide this Mincha Ktana, which is 2.5 hours, in half. You can only daven Mincha. The proper time to daven Mincha is only within that range of 1.25 hours. And after, in the last 1.25 hours of the day, Rav Yudah says that it's already time to daven Mincha. That's not the Zman for Mincha. That's when in the summertime, when they have the early Minyanim, so the Daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha and Meir, after the Plaga Mincha, you follow Rabbi Yudah's opinion. And the Chacham say, no, you have the whole 2.5 hours to Daven Mincha, and Meir is after Shkir, after nighttime. So the Gemara raised a question right away. There are two Zmanim on Mincha. There's Mincha Tana, which refers to the last 2.5 hours of the day, and there's Mincha Gdorla, which refers to after half hour, after Chatzos. So Samach of the Mincha means a half an hour before. So does it mean Chatzos, half an hour before 12:30 is Chatzos, Mincha Gdoilo. Or does it mean half an hour before Mincha Ktanos? Mincha Ktanos 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So it means 3 hours before the end of the day. What's the issue over here? So the Gemara has a basic question. Boilohu, in the last two lines on Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph, are referring to the half hour before Mincha Gdoilo or the half hour before Mincha Ktanos? What's the question? What's the reason for this prohibition? Why did the Chachamim prohibit us from eating a meal? The Gemara says to have a little snack is okay. To nibble some fish, to nibble a little vegetables and so on. The Gemara says mini tagimo or yarkayo, that's all mutter. But we're talking about having a regular meal, to eat a regular meal. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the prohibition? What's the reason why they asked it the Rabbanan? Is it because of the Gemara? Samach mincha gdoila tanam mishum pesach dil masi lemimshach des man of shchitas ha-pesach is the second half of the day after Chatzos. So we're afraid that if we'll allow people to eat on the second half of the day, they'll forget and they won't bring the Korban Pesach. Should I say, no, it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. It has to do with eating the matzah l'teyovim. Eating the Korban Pesach l'teyovim is not amigdash, or bizman hazeh, there's no Korban Pesach. Eating the matzah l'teyovim. I Dilma, the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, maybe Tzamach HaMilchot Tana Tanat, maybe it means the last 3 hours of the day, you're not allowed to eat a regular meal. When we show matzah, Dilma Hatzah the Mechla L'matzah, Achila Gas, that's the Gemara Shai. When is this? Yeah. If you hold that it's also from Chatzaysan because he may forget and he may not bring the Korban Pesach, does that apply Bizman Hazeh? Would that apply Bizman Hazeh or not? So the Rashbam says no. If the reason why, Rashbam and Amud Beis says, if the reason for this prohibition is because he may forget to bring the Korban Pesach, then it shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. The other Rishon, the Ramban and the Mohammed points out that it's very difficult because it says the Seirish in the Gemara otherwise. On the next daf, the Gemara quotes on daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Rav Sheshes on the fifth line from the top of the Amud, on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Rav Sheshes, Hayyase B'taneisa Kol Mali Yom Edepisco. Rav Sheshes fasted all Erev Pesach. So we would say, Avada, he was a prayer, and he fasted the Tainas Prayers, and he didn't have a Siyam. There was no bris and there was no siyum, frantic. But the Gemara, that didn't occur to them. Tainus Chorus. Somehow they didn't have Tainus Chorus.
Maybe they knew it
wasn't a Chorus. Okay. Maybe they knew. Whatever. So somehow that didn't occur. That's out of the question. So the Gemara says, why did he fast all day long? So the Gemara said, oh, it must be the following shot. It must be the Rav Sheish is held that the reason why you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat the meal. Stomach or mincha or goes on mincha gedoylo. From Chatzaysan. Why? Because after Chatzaysan is Manshchitus HaPesach. Who says that after Chatzaysan is Manshchitus HaPesach? That's how we pass it. That you're only Yaitse to become Pesach if you bring it in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Because it says Mechunesh Ben Habayim. Yishech Ben Habayim means in the afternoon. But there is a Machlokes HaTanaim in the first Perek in Zvachim. And there is one opinion there that the Korban Pesach would be kosher even if you checked it in the morning. There's a machlekes hatanaim there, ben b'seir and the chachamim about a different issue. And then there's a machlekes hamarayim, what pshat and ben b'seir is. So Rabbi Yishio says, in the name of Rabbi Lozer, mach shahay ben b'seir b'pesach sheshchot ha-shachiz b'abasu v'shmai. So therefore, according to ben b'seir, if this is the correct pshat and ben b'seir in the first parak in Zvachim, so then what you're saying is that zman shchitz ha-pesach is all day long. So just like we hold an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat because we're afraid you may forget about bringing Korban Pesach. So if this version of Ben B'Seir is correct, that you can bring Korban Pesach all day long, so then you're not allowed to eat all day long because you may get so involved in eating and drinking, you may forget about bringing the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, could that possibly be the Pshat in Rav Sheshes? Question mark. So the Gemara says, no, it's nothing to do with that. Rav Sheshes was had such a condition that he was afraid if he would eat breakfast, that he wouldn't be hungry the rest of the day. He wouldn't eat supper. He wouldn't eat anything with the oven. So that's why. But it doesn't indicate anything about what he held regarding the nature of the din of eating some of the meal. So the Ramban points out, Rav Sheshes lived way after the Churban by Shady. So I could think might possibly have a hava minute to say pshat and the reason why his practice was that he fasted all day long because he held like Ben B'Seir, a whole combination. He held like Ben B'Seir, that version of Ben B'Seir in the end of the first parak in Zvachim, that he checked the Pesach all day long is also good. But yeah, but if he checked it in the morning, is also good. And the reason for the prohibition is you may forget to check the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's also to eat all day long. But he lived his man shein beis hamigdash kai. So the Ramban says, you see from the Gemara that the Rashbam is wrong, that even his man is other than still applies. The Rashbam can say this was only a Havamin, I mean, it was Nitcha anyway. Maybe that was the MSMS, maybe that's the reason why it was Nitcha. First, the Gemara didn't know what in the world is it based on. Why did Rav Sheshes fast all day? So they couldn't figure out any other reason. They didn't realize. Okay, could be that that's the reason. Could be that. But a couple of them, you see that it does apply to Zman Hazeh. See that it does apply to Zman Hazeh. So it could well be that that was only a Havamin, they couldn't figure out, they couldn't dream of it, they couldn't dream up any other reason. So they thought, Lema, should I say, it's this combination of factors. He holds that the din applies to Mechatzaysan because it has to do with Korban Pesach and Ben Mitzvah. Then when the Matcha, it's not correct, so the whole thing falls apart. No? The whole Hamina falls apart. That if it's Chatzaysan because of Shechitas HaPesach, then all things shouldn't apply to the Mitzvah. That's the Ramban Tainas. The fact that the Gemara had a Havamina And that's not the reason why it was Nitzchei Yisid, that it should still apply to Zman Yisrael. Shana Taka, why? But we don't have a Korban Pesach for Zman Yisrael. But Hagzera, Shemi Moshe Chachar Achi Losoi, but there's nothing to worry about. There's no Korban Pesach for Zman Yisrael. So the Ramban has two suggestions. And one suggestion, because it was a Dovish and a Minyan, Tzach Minyan Achala Hatziro. When the Tanoim made this Gzeira, the Stamina made the Gzeira, Zman Bai Sheni, maybe it was Zman Bai Yisrish, maybe earlier, whatever. Whenever they made this Gzeira, it's strange that it should have been such an old Gzeira, no one remembered when it doesn't. The Stamina people are so busy, are Pesach doing other things, they're not so hungry anyway. Whatever. So maybe it's from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, this Gzeira, no one remembered because no one really ever sat down B'chlal to eat a meal on Erpes. So the Ramban suggests it could be one of two reasons why it should still apply this man of it. Could be Dovish Adamin Yitzhak Menin Achala Tiro. And he quotes, Igmora says in the first Perek in Beitza, whenever you have a Gzeira, the Rabbanon that was instituted for any specific reason, even if it comes a generation when the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeira, the Rabbanon still applies. So that's one suggestion that the Ramban gives. Then he gives another suggestion. He says, when the Gemara said, on the bottom line, on Kuvzayim and Aleph, Samach al Mincha G'dor L'tanan, Mishun Pesach, Dil Masir, and Mimshar, Basil Amnoim, remember Pesach, it only goes on Asiyas Korban Pesach? No, you have to grind up the horseradish, you have to prepare the Seder, you have to prepare the matzah in the morrow. So even though there's manah there, you have to bake matzah, some Shalom Hal, you have to bake the matzah, you have to have So even he doesn't say that. It's interesting. The Ramban apparently doesn't hold like that. He doesn't say that. Rashi insists that you're not Yotzei. Unless the matzahs were baked there Pesach after Chatzais. Because of the same amount as the Korban Pesach. Because the Gemara says later on Kufkot on the day that if you hold like Rav Lozman Azaria, that the din of Chatzais by Korban Pesach is a din deraisa, that you can't be Yotzei matzah if you can't be Yotzei Korban Pesach after Chatzais min HaTorah, then who had the name matzah, you can't be Yotzei after Chatzais. Mar says, why? Because there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah. So the Rishonim quote that Rashi added on, if this hekesh is really a bona fide hekesh, then not only does it apply to this man Achilas HaMatzah, it applies to this man Afiyas HaMatzah, that the Asiyas HaMatzah has to be in the same man as the Asiyas HaPesach. Just like when do you do Asiyas HaPesach? Only after Hatzoyis on Yudalid Nisan and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. You have to check the Korban Pesach. So the same thing, the Afiyas HaMatzah also has to be Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says because the people are busy preparing the morah, he doesn't say about baking the matzah. He says they're busy about other things. So he gives these two suggestions. He says, clear from the Gemara Kuf Chesem and Al Barav Sheishes, the din clearly still applies even as man as that. He just says two possibilities. He did it because Dovish of the Minyan Tzach and Yerach Latir, even though the reason no longer applies, the Zer Drabana still applies. Or maybe when the Gemara said, Dilma Osi Lemimna Lememet Pischa, it means he won't prepare properly for all of the mitzvahs halaylo, and even as man as that reason still applies. So this was the Gemara Shiloh. What is the reason for the din in the Mishnah, and what exactly is the din? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Gemara quotes a braisa from Agrippa's HaMelech, Gemara comes to the conclusion, Elo, what it mean really means is, Samach HaMincha K'tana T'na. Gemara says, Samach HaMincha K'tana, this prohibition doesn't apply from Chatzai San, it only applies half an hour before 2.5 hours. In other words, 3 hours before the end of the day. So normally, if the day ends around 6 o'clock, so 3 hours before the end of the day is practically 3 o'clock. Now the day ends, 7:15, because they changed the clock. So the Isra begins from around 4:15. The last 3 hours of the day, you're not allowed to eat a meal. So it has the little letter Aleph. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. But then the Gemara is Matche this. Gemara says, we have a raya that it's Tomach HaMincha K'tan HaKtan. Then Gemara is Matche back and forth, so you really left hanging up in the air. You don't know what the Maskan is. It's a little unclear. So most of the Rishonim say, that was the Maskan, Tomach HaMincha K'tan HaKtan. It's Mutta to eat a regular meal after 12 o'clock up until after 1 o'clock today. It's only also from around 4 o'clock on. You're not allowed to eat a meal. But before 4 o'clock, it's Mutta to eat a regular meal. And a minority opinion in the Rishonim hold that it's an Ibai Deloy Pshita, even though the Gemara gave up Pshitas, but they were Matcha the Pshitas, it remains an Ibai Deloy Pshita, and it's proper to be Matcha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a very strange thing. In Hilchas Pesach, where this belongs, they quote the opinion of the majority of the Rishonim, that it's only Samach L'mincha K'tan HaKtan. And before 4 o'clock this year, you're permitted to have a regular meal. In Hilchas Sukkah, the Ramah quotes on Rishonim say that what's the reason for the prohibition on Erev Pesach in order that you eat matzah l'teyovim on Erev Pesach. And we have a Gzereshova Chamishasa that the Gemara talks about in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Kofei. That just like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so there's a mitzvah to have a Kazayis Dogon, because I passed on the Sukkis. So just like in the Sukkis. So just like there's an Indian Kadesh Yerucham Matzah L'Tayava, and so too, you should eat the Kazayas Lechem, the Kazayas Chalat, Leil Sukkis L'Tayava. So just like the Mishnah has, even though it doesn't say, this part doesn't say, so just like the Mishnah prohibits us from having a meal, the Kriyas, Erev Pesach, Samach L'Mincha, so the same thing applies, Erev Sukkis, Samach L'Mincha. The Gemara seems to say that it's not so. The beginning, the first Sugi in Arif Sochim says, this is only a Chumre by Erev Pesach, and it doesn't apply to every other Shabbos and Yontov. Every other Shabbos and Yontov, there is a din. Minah mincha l'maylo. The last 2.5 hours, you're not allowed to have a regular meal. That's not a din. Minah mincha l'maylo, you're not allowed to. From mincha tanan. But the half an hour before that is only a chumrah by Pesach. So on the Shulchan Aruch state Nasa. The Ramo quotes from Rishonim that this chumrah of samoch l'mincha applies also to Sukkot. And there the Ramo says, which mincha do we pass? Mincha demot ta? That's the Mincha Gdolah. Erev Sukkis is more chomer than Erev Pesach. Erev Sukkis state in Gemara. The Gemara Kemat Beferis says that it's only a chomer Erev Pesach. Doesn't apply the other Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Yeah, and here the Ramah says, no, we're machmer Erev Sukkis the same as Erev Pesach. And there is machmer from Chatzaisan. The half an hour before the Mincha Gdolah is from Chatzaisan.
The other reason
he was learning about the Yavin.
He also,
you have to eat the Suda. Since you learn Hamishasa, you want to eat the Kazayas Chala in the Suda.
If you
in the Suda,
you can eat
the Rishonim asked, why does this Chashash let the Yavin the extra half hour? Why do you only worry on Pesach let the Yavin? What about every Shabbos and Yom Tov you have to eat let the Yavin? What's up, this manish tana Pesach? So they say no. That every Shabbos in the Yontov, the mitzvah to eat, is oinig Shabbos. What if a person doesn't feel well? What if he ate already in the morning and he's not
done?
So then he's not mechuyif to eat. So the Shulchan Aruch, if a person enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, so let him fast on Shabbos. That's his oinig Shabbos, so let him feast. By normal people who enjoy eating more than fasting, so then we say the oinig Shabbos consists of eating. So on a normal Shabbos in the Yontov, you're not that worried about Kadesh Yechel or Tirov. So you won't eat, you'll eat later on Shabbos of Yom. But on Pesach night, whether you're hungry or not, you have to eat the matzah. And the same is true on Sukkot night. Whether you're hungry or not, you have to eat. It's not some oinig yontif to eat. In addition to the oinig yontif, keep it oinig, that you have to eat a meal on Sukkot, you have special mitzvah, you learn chamishasa from Chag HaMatzos, that you have to eat davke the kezayis chala in the Sukkot. So that's why the Ramah quotes a minority opinion, very minority opinion in the Rishonim, that this chumrah of samach l'mincha applies even to sukkahs. That's why the Ramah quotes also on Hilchas Pesach that since we're applying this kadesh yechel l'tayavon to matzah, why? Because matzah is not merely a mitzvah of kibud v'yoinig, it's a mitzvah sachile. Whether you're interested, whether you're hungry or not, you have to eat this kazayis matzah. So we have to be more medactic on it that it should be l'tayavon. So the Ramah says the same is true. He says regarding Karpas. You shouldn't eat any vegetables on Erev Pesach. Kadesh Yechel Karpas L'Tayov. Or you shouldn't. You shouldn't eat fruit. You shouldn't eat fruit. Because you have to eat charesis L'Tayov. That's what the Ramos said. Who eats charesis? We dip in the charesis. Hey, you have to shake off. You have to shake off. Yeah, this is a carryover of a shita that's not grata, not quote in the Shulchan Aruch. There was an opinion in Rishonim. There is a machlokes satanai whether charesis is a mitzvah or not. And there is a shailim psak how he passed. But even though it's a pasuk, charesis is a mitzvah, pash pshat is, it's a mitzvah that, ein tzitzunk, a mitzvah to dip in the mortar into the charesis, but is there a mitzvah to eat charesis? So there are here and there sources in Rishonim who held that there's really a mitzvah to eat charesis. But in the Shulchan Aruch it's not quoted, except for here. By the half hour before Mincha Ktano, so the Ramos says on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the last 3 hours, you're not allowed to eat a regular meal, Kadesh Yechel Matzah L'Tayavin. And then he says, and you shouldn't eat any fruits. You shouldn't eat any fruits, you shouldn't eat any vegetables, in order that you should eat the Karpas L'Tayavin, in order that you should eat the Charesis L'Tayavin.
Karpas.
You shouldn't allow the person to drink wine because she is still the girl. I don't know. Somebody will get thirsty later. People get thirsty faster than they get hungry. Taisus discusses on the Mishnah, on the first Mishnah, Arvei Pesach, on Tzadik Tes on the Beis, what is the fellow going to eat already?
Cake, potato starch.
Yeah, and it's, the second Taisus, so they want to know what is he going to eat. To have a nashmini tagim, or to have a snack, a little bite of this, a little bite of that, the Gemara says that it's mutter. So we're talking about eating a regular meal, heist this lechem. So Rabbi Natan, so Taisus, chometz tomidish. Chometz, you're not allowed to eat bread, you can't eat. It's late. And matzah, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat. And the Gemara doesn't say, and the Babli doesn't say. Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat. Yeah, Yerushalmi gives a strange mashal that whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach is like boil our sauce of base chometz. What kind of a mashal is that? Right, so perhaps what the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim say that you need Sheva Bracha. That's what all the Rishonim say. They're just like you need Sheva Bracha is after Erisin, in order to be, before Yuchat, to be Mata, the Kala, to the Chosin. So to on Pesach night, a lot of Rishonim say like that, that you need Sheva Bracha before you get to eat the Matzah. And there are many different opinions. I think there are 5 or 6 different sheets that the Pinyin Brachim quotes from the Rishonim how to calculate which are the Sheva Brachas, because when I say there are more than 7 Brachas. From the beginning of the Seder, from the beginning of the Kiddush, till you get the Gematzah, there are more. So that's the Shaila, which one of the brachas are you not counting? Well, how did you make a Chesed that there are 7 brachas? So there's a whole discussion in the Rishon, different opinion. But what does it mean? That's just the Malik, the 7 brachas. What does it mean? So the Pshat is the following. That you can give a mashal from a meaning that we all know. That on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow Shofar. So the Shulchan Aruch, they give 2 reasons why the meaning is that we don't blow Shofar Erev Hashanah. One time is, in order to confuse the Sotim, because the Lavos are Sotim. So that you can't argue. Okay. And then the other time that they give is, but that's the Ikatam. The Vilna Gaon says, the Ikatam is, Kedei Lahavda Ben Tkiyas HaRishus L'Tkiyas the Mitzvah. That on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Mitzvah to blow Shofar. And the whole Chodesh Elul is only a minig. So a minig is considered like a Dvar HaRishus. So we want to stress that the tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah are a real mitzvah, so we abstain from blowing tkiyas on Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to make a hevdol ben tkiyas shel reshus and tkiyas the mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon there gives you as the mara mokum for that minik, not the blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, tells you to look in Pesachim Daf Kuf. This whole sugya, state the feirush that eating on Shabbos and Yontov is a mitzvah, and eating ben Yom Kippur is not a mitzvah, so you have to make a havdol and a heker between achilas on mitzvah and achilas on reshus. So the pasuk pshat is that that's what the yisur is to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. There's a special mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. So if the fellow's going to be eating matzah all year long and eating matzah on Erev Pesach also, so there won't be any hecker between the Achidus on Mitzvah and Achidus the Rishus. Oh, so they didn't want to ask it all year long. Like they didn't ask the Tkiya Shofar all year long. They just asked it on Erev Rosh Hashanah in order that there should be a hecker.
Not just matzah.
So that's too much. So that's too much. They didn't want to be matriach too much.
The wrong thing is the Dimyan. Matzah is mutter, mother before Pesach.
So the Pashto says that that's what the story is by the Boil Arisosoy also. That after there's Erisin, and then there's Nisuin. When the Chosin is Mekadosh, the Kabbalah says, Hariat Mekudoshusli, they're married. He's mutalavu aleha, but there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah, sherek sisav and also lo yigra. Rabbi Yeshua points out in ksuvas like that, but it's a double poshut, that the mitzvah, even though it's mutam in atara for the oris, to be boil arisosai, but the mitzvah of simaches ishta, the mitzvah of the isra of sherek sisav and also lo yigra, that doesn't apply. That only begins after nisuin. So after nisuin, then it's a bias mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah lavu alishta. During erisin, there's no mitzvah. So the chachamim prohibited, with the rabbana, they asked an oris, barisosa, why? In order to make a hecker between Bias Mitzvah and Bias Heter. Yes. So they did away with all Bias Heter. They might have said, they could have just as well said that we're going to Aser Oriz Barisasai the day before the Chazit. But what does he need it for? You're not going to Aser Tkir Shofar all year long. but what's so beautiful Aser Bia during everything? He doesn't need it. He's not living over there anyway. So the Aser, the Oriz Barisasai is also Lo Balishta. You want to be Balishta? So go have Nisuin. What? So they asked it at the whole period of time. So that's l'chor what the mashal of the Yerushalmi is. So just like boil arisosa, they asked it midrabbanon, because the mitzvah bia b'ishto is only after nisun. During erisun is only a heter. So they wanted to have a contrast between the mitzvah and rishus. So they said, don't do any bia at all during erisun. That it should be nikka, that the bia later is a mitzvah. So the same thing over here on Erev Pesach, that they yasid achilas
meat. In other words, the same Svarah,
that you don't have a big meal today, you eat matzah b'tiyavim. The same Svarah should apply, not eat matzah that day. So you should have a taste of matzah. The same, why can't it be? Those are two different Zmanim. The Rambam quotes these two dinim in Hilchot Chametz Matzah. He quotes the Mishnah that you're not allowed to eat a meal, Samach, and then he quotes the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to eat matzah the whole Erev Pesach, and he gives two different reasons. He says, this is Kedei Sheyach HaMatzah L'Teyovin, and that's Mishum Heker. Two different reasons. Not, the Teyovin would be sorry.
The same reason, the
no, but the humans only eat the four.
But the Teyovin, right, if we ate matzah in the morning, we're still going to eat the Teyovin at night. It'll still be the Teyovin. So the Rambam writes clearly, this is Mishum Heker, and this is Mishum L'Teyovin. It's in Gantz in a different tone. The Acharenim Abadur with the Kasha, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah that discusses the way we have the Luach now, it's not shaykh that Yom Kippur should fall out, not on Shabbos and not on Sunday. Not on Erev Shabbos and not on Sunday. But on Shabbos it can fall. Yom Kippur can't fall out on Shabbos. But also, yeah. So the Mishnah has what happens if Yom Kippur falls. What do they do on Shabbos? They used to put on the new lechem aponim, took off the old lechem aponim. So what do you do with the lechem aponim? The Kohanim are supposed to eat the lechem aponim. When do they eat it? Yom Belayla, Ad Chatzos. Because that's the status of the culture, like a mincha, eat it, yom alayla tchatzos. So the Mishnah has, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So when they take off the lechem aponim, put on the new lechem aponim, so when do the Kohanim eat that lechem aponim, stach Yom Kippur? So they have to wait till Motzoi Shabbos, till after Havdalah. And they only have a couple of hours, still chatzos, they have no choice. So the Mishnah gives you an example, when they're limited in the zman achila of lechem aponim. So the Avnei Nezer quotes Akasha from Achreinim, why doesn't the Mishnah, or if this is true what the Yerushalmi said, that it's prohibited to eat matzah the Erev Pesach, so why doesn't the Yerushalmi mention like this, why doesn't the Mishnah somewhere mention such a case also? That if Erev Pesach was Chaliyos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, which happens every so often, and they take off the Lechem Aponim, which is matzah, so you're not allowed to eat matzah. Everything else you can eat on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. So why doesn't it mention somewhere in the Mishnah that they're not allowed to eat the matzah until at night? Just like on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't it mention that they're not allowed to eat it till night? Unless you say the Bizmana Mishnah never had this chumrah. This was the chumrah that was introduced later. The Yerushalmi introduced a new chumrah, which Bizman Bayesheni never had. Could be. Why should it be Deichad Exeir? Oh, so I thought the Pashtus is that it's not a kasha at all. I thought the only time the Chachamim prohibited eating matzah on Erev Pesach is Achilas the Rishus. That's the same as Kiyah Shaykha and Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gros said. He takes these sugyas over here. You want to have a Havdalah, you want to have a Heker between a mitzvah and a Rishus. But eating Lechem Aponim is a mitzvah. So the matzah of Lechem Aponim, you are allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. The only matzah you prohibited to eat on Erev Pesach is matzah shal reshus. Matzah shal mitzvah is mutzah to eat. Or let's say Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion. Is it permissible to eat? Someone asked him a shayla. That Bizman said that they bake chametz digim matzahs and people eat it all year long. And it tastes the same. Most people can't tell the difference. It tastes the same as chametz digim matzahs. As Pesach digim matzahs. Is it prohibited to eat these matzahs on Erev Pesach? He thinks the possibility that it's awesome. The Pashtus is that it's a chamuta. How can it be yosef? What? You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach in order to mishum heker.
Matzah that you have to make a
mitzvah. Matzah that you can be out to the mitzvah with. Matzah you can't be out to the mitzvah with. It's like mamish chametz. What does it got to do? How can it be an Easter of eating chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning? It's absolutely, it's not shaykhter. But Lachar, that's not the Yisra. Yisra is not to do a mitzvah at a time that it's not a mitzvah, in order to be makir, in order to be mavla, between a mitzvah and a rishus. But it's not mamish chometz. The Pashto says that it's mamish chometz, how can it be an Yisra? That's very difficult. The Rishonim have a machlokes, the Balamor has a machlokes with the Ramban, and the three shitas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Rishami says you're not allowed to eat matzah there at Pesach, when does the Yisra begin? Erev Pesach after Chatzos, when the Yisra Chometz begins, that's when the Yisra Matzah begins. So does it begin in the morning on Erev Pesach, the crack of dawn? Does it begin the night before? So all the Rishonim, the Ramban explains that all the whole issue is based on the following assumption, that there's no Shem Matzah before you have a Shem Chometz. Matzah has to be in contrast to Chometz, because the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Hey that you're only Yotzei Matzah if it's Ram Haboim L'Dei Chimutz. The only time it's called matzah is in contrast to chametz. If this thing could have become chametz and you saw to it that it didn't, then I can label it as matzah. But if it couldn't have become chametz anyway, then you can't label it as matzah. So the Ramban writes like that in the Mechamis. He says, when can you call it matzah? There should be an issur to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's man that there exists the concept of chametz. But way before Erev Pesach, there's no concept of chametz. So there's no shame matzah. There's no concept of matzah. So the Rishonim have a dispute. From what moment on Erev Pesach do we speak of a concept of challah shem matzah? So some Rishonim say it's only Erev Pesach after Chatzos. When you have the Issur Chametz, or 2 hours before Chatzos. When you have the Issur Chametz with the Rabbanon, so then there's a shem matzah. Before that, there's no shem matzah. And other Rishonim say no, that the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, mitzvah Tashbisu, Ach Bir Mishin Tashbisu, applies from the morning. And other Rishonim say no, it applies from the night before, or from the time of Bedikas Chametz, Lo Bedikas Chametz. But before you have a challah shem Chometz is not shaykh to have a challah shem matzah. So it would have been nitan nehayomer 30 days before. If you would have, someone told me it's a shteit azam minig. I don't know. If you would have, I don't remember. If you would have a minig that 30 days before Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. That's nitan nehayomer because hayotze b'shayora hamafarish hayotze b'shayora. Sometimes it's mukhis to be very chometz 30 days before Pesach. So it's shaykh to say, since there's a chalashem chametz, legabi that chavis b'dika, so there's a chalashem matzah, so you're also teeth. But if you don't have that minig, you have a minig only from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on. What's Rosh Chodesh Nisan? How do you get a chalashem chametz that begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? There's one time in the Gemara that it's not Sholem Medoshim, Milchus HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kodim HaPesach. There's a time that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Shtei Shabbosis. Right, because he learned that from Parashas Bahal Oisho, that the Rabbi Shalom gave the mitzvah of HaKrovis Kodim Pesach. I'm Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So he only gave the mitzvah 2 weeks before you dalad the Nissan. Oh, so if you are like that Tana, if it didn't, would have been like that Tana, that Sholem Adarshim, the halacha, all the dinim that you have to start preparing for the Yom Tov only begin 2 weeks before. So then it would be shaykh to say that the Chalashem Chametz begins 2 weeks before. But we don't pass like that Tana. We pass in Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad. That's why we pass in Hamafarish Vayyot Vishayora. Has to be by the Chametz 30 days before. Within the last 30 days. So any time within the last 30 days.
Along that whole period.
The whole period, right. So if there would be a minig not to eat matzah the whole 30 days before from Purim on, that would make more sense. But this minig that is very difficult. It's a pretty popular minig they mention in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh on, but it's very difficult. The Chavrut that's based on Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. We hold that a Shtei Shabbos is before Pesach. We don't pass like that. Yeah, so that far we know. Right, so that far we know for sure that they didn't ask their eating matzah. Yeah, so that's not. That far we know that they didn't do. We know there's a chalashem. We know there's a chalashem chametz all year long also when they get to Menachas. There's a din in this week's Seder, Lo Siyach HaChametz. There is a din of chalashem chametz all year long. There's a din when you bring a carbon taida. So you have to bring 40 challahs, 30 of them have to be matzah, and 10 of them have to be chametz. So there is a din chametz and matzah all year long. But we're talking about Pesach. True, there is a din of Pesach. Pesach din of chametz all year long also. If he's leaving Rosh Hashanah and he claims to come back on Pesach, on chalamay Pesach, then he has to be very big kafir and mitchilas Hashanah. But that far back, we know for sure there's no minute. So to say 2 weeks before is really a difficult minute. Shalai kedin l'chares of shemim amliyot. To say a month before, that would already made more sense.
Well, what about a boss of Sli Erev Pesach? Are you allowed to eat boss of Sli Erev Pesach?
Boss of Sli Erev Pesach?
Yeah. You're allowed to eat. Nothing yeah. to do with it. Even though you're going to eat Kol Pesach at night, Sli, you still know.
I mean, Bizman HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Mr. de Ramah, who says that you're not, he quotes a day from Shem, that you're not allowed to eat karpas, you're not allowed to eat the fruits, k'day she'echel charesu shalateyav. So Mr. he would say that bizman ha-mikdash, you shouldn't eat any broiled meat in the last 3 hours of the day, k'day she'echel karpas shalateyav. Mr. he would say the same thing also. Mr. he would say the same thing also. So the Rishonim here say, b'feirish, the Ramban spells it out, that the only time you say that there's an Easter matzah, it's when there's a challah shem chametz, because the shem matzah doesn't exist unless it's in contrast to the shem chametz. So here, at Tzipesa Frank is Ma'ur, or someone was Ma'ur Mashal, he should be prohibited from eating chametz dik and matzah on Erev Pesach. The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Rishonim say, it's matzah in contrast to chametz, and whenever this man begins for chametz, that's the beginning of this man for matzah. He's talking about chametz dik and matzahs. Chametz. So what do you mean in contrast to what? How does it have a challah shem matzah? It's nothing. The Rishonim will go with technical rules over here, not some that it tastes like matzah. I mean, what if it's not Shmura? What if it's not Shmura? That's a big machlokes. That's a big machlokes based on this Tosis. See, the Tosis, Rek Tarkasha over here, on Tzadik Tes on the base, say, yes, what kind of a meal is he going to eat? To have a snack, to have a nash, is mutter, the Gemara says. So what is he prohibited to have? Lechem, a meal with bread, Tosis says. So they ask, what kind of bread is he going to have? Chametz, the bread, you're not allowed to have in the afternoon. The Chanisa, the Raisa. And Matzah, you're not permitted to have either, the Yerushalmi says. So Rabbi Netamim says, he's talking about Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira is not Chametz. Egg Matzah, okay. Matzah Shira is not Chametz. But since you're not yet to Dechavasa, Belev Pesach, so that kind of Matzah you're permitted to eat in Erepes. So the Maharsho has a Machloikis with other Achrayim. What would be the din if you have non-Shmura Matzah? If the matzah wasn't baked with shmor, about all of our matzahs are baked with shmor. All the matzahs that they sell in the store now, all the places in their matzah are baked with shmor. Because most of the Rishonim hold that you don't need shmor and mishas ketzir. All you need is shmor and mishas tchina, lisha, right. So that's what they do. They make all the matzahs because most of the Jews in America don't buy shmor and mishas ketzir. They buy regular matzahs and they use it for the Seder. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not right. The proper thing is we know how to buy dafke shmor and mishas ketzir. But since most of the people are not Mahada like that, so all the matzah, there aren't so many matzah factories now, but even the Friedrich Gedoros used to be a lot of matzah companies, they all used to be medactic to bake all the pshutas, l'shem matzah mitzvah. So by us, we don't have anything that's not l'shmo. But let's say you would have pshutas that wouldn't be made l'shmo. So that's Machlokes Marsha and other Achrayim regarding this Rabbi Netam Shita. When he says the matzah shira, you're permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. What about matzahs that were made by Goyim, the Tzeikah Shal Nochrim, matzahs that were not made l'shmo? Should I say that since it's a pasul on matzah, you can't be yotzei dechavasoi, so that's permissible to eat that on Erev Pesach? Or should I say no? You're not yotzei svelt hechsher, but basically it is a matzah. Not just that it has the same tam. It's a little more than that. That's what Pesach Pesach Frank says. Since many Achrayim say that you're not allowed to eat pshutos, and they're a place of. Why? Because it has the same flavor as regular matzah. You're only permitted to eat matzah shira because it has a different time. But if it's a regular matzah, it just wasn't baked with shmoy, you're not allowed to eat it in our place. Why? Because it tastes like matzah. If you have chometz dikah matzah, also because it tastes like matzah. That's not exactly the same. What the Achrayim are saying is that pshutas basically are this, it's regular matzah, just that it's felt hechsher. But basically it is a matzah. But if you have chometz dikah matzah, it's not a matzah at all. It's chometz. There's no two stuff. It's mamish chometz. How can you say there's an isa? The pashtus is a zicha no isa. The Bashab Shat is that Taisa says egg matzah is mutar on Erev Pesach. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That egg matzah you may eat on Erev Pesach. The Rav just used to have a chumrah. He said that when the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Hey that you're not permitted, that you can't use matzah ashira to be yotzei yidei chayvosoi, so there's a machlokes between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, what constitutes matzah ashira. So all the Rishonim say, any matzah that tastes like a cake, it tastes different from a regular matzah because you mixed in a lot of juices. Because Gemara says, if you only mix in a little bit of juice and you have an awful lot of water and it really doesn't change the flavor, then it's not called matzah shir. But if you have an awful lot of juices, an awful lot of shemen, then it's called matzah shir. So the Rambam's opinion is not so. The Rambam took the Gemara, kipshuto literally. The Gemara only has four mashkin. Yayin, Cholov, Dvash, and Shemen. So the Rambam quotes only the four Gemaras in the bottom of Lamed Hem and Aleph and Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Rambam only quotes the four Gemaras and he puts them together. Halosh, he saw the Cholov and Dvash, or Shemen, and Yayin, then it's Matzah Shir. But he says if you mix flour with any other made peiros, it's good to eat. You can use it for Shmur Matzah and Lo Pesach. So the Ravid. So the Rambam, she says, the egg matzah is good for Shmura matzah. Ram holds that it's good for Shmura matzah. The Ravid is masik, of course. He said, never heard of such a thing. And the Achrayim also, they don't even quote it in Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, such a wild she said, the Rambam is so difficult. Huh? The Rambam took it from the Gemara. So that's what the Rav used to suggest, maybe Achumra, that since, according to the Rambam, the egg matzah is good for Shmura matzah, so it wouldn't be called matzah shira. Not that the Rambam holds the matzah shira is also in their face. No, Rabbi Natan is right. Matzah shiri made it on our Pesach. But that would only be if it's made with yayin or shemen or dvash or cholov. But if it's made with egg matzahs and the Rambam holds charmei peiros, doesn't cause it to be labeled as ashira. It's lechem oini. So according to the Rambam, you would be yotzei dechavasa. So he suggested maybe one should be machmir. Shailai mechayiv to be choshish for the Rambam shita that we absolutely don't pass him like at all with respect to this chumra zayusham. Tachumra agabichum. Pashtus is you're not mechayiv. Pesach has two pshatim on this Mishnah. Is the gear set? We call it Arvi Pesachim. The other gear says Erev. Erev Pesachim. What does it say, Pesachim? What the double? What's the plural Pesachim? So Tosfos says either refers to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or maybe no, maybe only refers to Pesach Rishon, but it goes on Arvi Pesachim of every year. Shebechol Shon and Shon. Or Arve Erev Pesachim, Erev Sheshachim of the Korbanos Pesach. We shecht a lot of Korbanos on Erev
Pesach.
Yeah. Is that a plural? Motzai is a plural. I'm not sure. I don't know. So Taisa says here the word Pesachim is in plural, so they suggest maybe Pesachim means the day on which you shecht many Korbanos, or maybe means every year of Pesach, every year, or maybe means Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Taisa seems to have 2 days whether this prohibition against eating Samach L'mincha applies even to Pesach Sheni. What's the Shaila? And every Yontif it doesn't, but every Shabbos it doesn't apply. Just a special din on Erev Pesach. So that's the Shaila. How many people participate in Pesach Sheni? So you're going to make an Easter against those, the handful of people who are participating in Pesach Sheni. So Naya Chumer that they shouldn't eat. Kedei Shiyoch HaLetayavon, or Kedei that he shouldn't forget. So those are the 2 days in Taisa whether they went so far.
Is there
an Issa for Pesach Shemit? No. No, there's no Issa to eat Chomets on Pesach Shemit. Even Balayli today. Rashi and Bahaloscha just write, you're not allowed to eat Chomets with the Korban Pesach. And that the Minhag Chinuch says he doesn't know where Rashi got that from. So it does not, yeah, Pesach Sheni. Those who didn't eat Pesach Rishon have to eat Pesach Sheni. So Rashi writes a Lashon, you can have Chomets Babayis. Just ima b'chaburas etzos. It's prohibited to eat chametz together with the Pesach Sheni. But say, yeah, if they eat the Korban Pesach Sheni, he shouldn't have a nibble of chametz. And Minhag Chinuch says, he doesn't know where does it say that. There's no mockery. He says, it's not true. Not true. There's no reason why he can't have chametz ima b'chaburas. Why can't he eat that night chametz? Yeah. Only Pesach Rishon, right. Pesach Sheni, you're permitted to have chametz in your possession. It's a special. You can't eat. Rashi says you may not eat chametz at the time that you're eating the Pesach Sheni. So that's what the Minhag Chinuch says. He thinks it's not correct. But you may possess it in your house. That's permissible. Los Ishtat goes, you're not allowed to have it in your possession. That's an Issa. The Gemara says Perish. That Issa is violated if any one of the Bnei HaChabura has chametz in its possession, and the Rav on this din of Los Ishtat chametz amzis. That din only applies to Pesach Rishon. That doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. The Ramah has that also, that all of these dinim that apply to Erev Pesach, those who observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias should be careful in all these dinim on Yom Tov Rishon, right, not to eat too much matzah and so on, not to eat fruits on the afternoon of Pesach Rishon, on the first day Yom Tov, because they shekel chareisus latayov in the second night and so on. That's the Ramah until final. The Rashbam is not saying a different time. The Gemara, we didn't discuss it yet. The Gemara gave the 2 reasons why is it prohibited to eat a meal. Why is it prohibited to eat a meal? Samach l'mincha. So we assume in Hilchos Pesach, we assume that it's samach l'mincha k'tan k'tan. The last 3 hours of the day. Why is it also? So the Gemara says, because we're afraid that he may eat the matzah leil Pesach achila gasa. And what's the great catastrophe if he eats achila gasa? What does that mean, achila gasa? It means that he's so stuffed, he's not really interested in eating. So what's the disaster? Not enjoying it, so it won't be, I mean, he won't eat it with the oven, so it won't be a mitzvah b'shlei musa. The hidden mitzvah is that you eat it with a gishmak, and if you eat it without a gishmak, there's no hidden mitzvah. That's perhaps the pashup shat in the Gemara. Taisa's comment on that Gemara, on Kuf Zayin on the base, the second Taisa from the top, the mamas of Dilma, Osim Lamech, Lachila Gassam, so Taisa says it means more than that. Not just that he'll eat it Lachila Gassam, and he won't be out to the mitzvah, and it won't be a mitzvah b'shlei musa, it won't be a hidden mitzvah. Taisa says that he won't be yaitse the mitzvah at all. The ain't no achilo, and you're not yaitse. Ki de aminim perk basu de yuma, as the Gemara says, achil gasim yam kippurim, potter. Normally, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayv kareis. If you eat b'shoigeg, you chayv chatos. But if the person stuffed himself on Erev Yom Kippur, he ate so much by the Suda Mafsekis. And then on Leil Yom Kippur, he comes home from davening and shul, and he's stuffed anyway, and he starts stressing more. So the Gemara says that he's not chayv kareis, and he's not chayv chatos b'shoigeg. Because whatever he eats is achila gasa. So it tastes his boy's eyes from that gemara that it's a din and kola terakula, that achila gasa lav shma achila. But then Taisus has a kasha. Taisus has a kasha. There is a gemara in Ozir on the side of the daf. They tell you to look in the gemara in Ozir daf chav gimel. There's a Taisus there also. Here Taisus discuss it, never discuss it more. So they quote, there is a gemara in Ozir daf chav gimel, where the gemara comments on the pasuk, ki yisharm dache Hashem tzadikim yelchuvam. So the Gemara says it's referring to a tzaddik and a pesheya going on the same derech Hashem, on the derech Hayosher, and the tzaddik will do the mitzvah properly and he'll be yotze, and the rasha does it in an improper fashion, doing the same thing with a slight difference, and the rasha will not be yotze, he will be nirshel. The Gemara says, what does it refer to? So the Gemara gives the following mashal. The mashal, the shnayim should tell the pischeim, two people dwell the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And then they both come to eat it. So the tzaddik observed the din, and he didn't eat the last 3 hours of the day, and he's going to eat the korban pesach l'tayavim. And the rasha didn't observe the din in the Mishnah, and he was stressing on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And then when he comes at night, he's so stuffed, he doesn't really enjoy eating the korban pesach, he eats an achila gasa. So that's the case. They're both eating ala sova. It's a different thing. The Taisus points out. Ala sova means that you should eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal. You should rather eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. Taisus early on Daf Ayin quotes from the Yerushalmi that what's the reason why you have to eat the Korban Pesach al Asova? Because there's an issa deraisav shviras etzem etzem leisishbur bosom. When a person is starved and you give him a piece of meat, so we're afraid that he's going to be so hungry to devour it, he may possibly break a bone while he's chewing, while he's eating. So we insist that he shouldn't, in order not to come to day shviras etzem, we insist that he should eat the Korban Pesach all the way to the end, nachal al asov. But al asov, at this point, that doesn't mean achila gasa. You have to be careful when you eat the meal, that it shouldn't be an achila gasa. This says that within the same meal, you'll be able to be careful. If you eat an Erev Pesach, you won't be able to gauge it properly. You won't be able to realize how full he's going to feel later. So he may eat so much an Erev Pesach, when he eats an Lav Pesach, the matzah and whatever, it'll be an achila gasa. But in the middle of the same meal, then he will be able to be careful. No. Shviras Etzem applies to Pesach Deres also. They write, the Mishnah lists off dinim that only applied to Pesach Mitzrayim, didn't apply to Pesach Deres. But Shviras Etzem is one of the dinim that did apply to Pesach Deres. In fact, there is a kasha that Taisus points out, that Rishonim are worried on that fine. There is a machlokes ben Teima and a Chachamim regarding Chagigas Arba Asa. How many dinim of Korban Pesach apply to Chagigas? So most of the Tanaim hold that, all the other Tanaim say that none of the dinim apply. It doesn't have to be dafkim in akhlasim in the reason to kasha. You can bring a behemah gas also. You can bring buck of a tone for the chagigas arbas. And it doesn't have to be dafkim tzoli. Broiled is only a dinner korban pesach. And the chagigas arbas doesn't have to be tzoli. It's not derech Shabbos, right. And there's no din of shvira sets. And none of the dinim of korban pesach apply to chagigas arbas. And the Gemara says that Ben Taima disagrees. Ben Taima holds that that's how it says in the Fir Kashas. Bizman HaMishneh, Bizman Baisheni, when they had the Manishtana, they used to say, Shabuchal Alei Sarno Tzlim Basa Tzli Sholok HaMavushol, we eat flesh, any kind of flesh, Alei Lazeh Kulo Tzli. So the Gemara comments, what kind of a Lashon Alei Lazeh Kulo Tzli? Why? But first you eat the Chagigas HaBasar, and then you eat the Korban Pesach, so the Chagigas HaBasar is not necessarily going to be Tzli. So the Mishnah seems to be assuming like Ben Taima. This is Stam Mishnah like Ben Taima. So Taisus points out, the Yerushalmi says, and the Babli says, that according to Ben Taima, not only do you have to eat a dafka tzli, there's also an issur of shviras etzem. So the Yerushalmi says that the reason why you're supposed to eat the chagigas arbasa first, and then the korban pesach second, the korban pesach sheminechal al asov is mishum chashash shviras etzem. They were afraid that he may break a bone in the korban pesach, he's going to eat it first. So we tell him, first eat the chagigas arbasa, and then you won't be so starved. And then when you eat the Korban Pesach, so you won't be so eager to eat the flesh, so you won't break the bones. But if you hold like Ben Taima, that there's an Easter, Shvira Setz, and even in the Chagigas HaBasar, so what do you eat? What do you gain? What do you eat after that first and that second? What's an afkaminin? That's a kasha that's left hanging. Why are we mocked with the Korban Pesach, Sheminachal Al Asovah, after the Chagigas HaBasar, if the Easter Shvira Setz applies to both? The Tanoim who disagree with Ben Taimo hold that Chagig Sabbos is only with the Rabbonon. Kidei sheyoichal Korban Pesach ala Sova, that is because of the Chashash Shvira Setzin, they instituted the Chagig Sabbos. What does it mean that it's an asmachta? The obligation to bring a Chagig Sabbos is in Rabbonon. Once you bring it, it's a real bona fide Korban Atar. It's a Korban Shlomim. It's a regular Korban Shlomim. It's not a
Chagig.
According to the Chachamim, there's no Issa Shvira Setzin at all. But according to Ben Taimo, you are obligated Ben Atayra to bring Chagig Sabbosa, and the Issa Shvira Setzin is really Ben Atayra. Because he holds that everything is hukash to Chagig Sabbosa, it's hukash to the Kodesh. That's why it's a kasha.
More available to Chagig. There was more meat available from the Chagig. Because there was not a Chatorah. So maybe there was less inclination to chew on it and break a bone.
Why was there more available?
Because he didn't have to have a chavurah. He didn't have to have like, his eyes for everybody.
He didn't have to have a chavurah by Korban Pesach. He could have a bigger portion too.
Korban Pesach was always very skinny. It has to be benchnasa. And the damas are usually born this season of the year, in the springtime. So you just have to make sure that it's not within the first 7 days. But it's going to be, maximum is going to be a month or two old. The whole Korban Pesach is going to be a month or two old. Taka very skinny when you see behemoths. You go to the farms this time of the year and you see behemoths, goats or sheep. They're very tiny. There's very little flesh there. But the Chagig Sabbos is also the same thing. According to Ben Taimo, the Chagig Sabbos has to be Ben Shnasai before the first birthday. Ben Shnasai means before the first
birthday.
No. All of them. No, you're not allowed to. Not allowed to break the Yetzim, not before, not if. That's the issue. It's a Shvira Setzin. Yeah. No, the reason why the Torah is the time of the cry is you eat like rich people. Poor people chew the bone, they suck the bone. Rich people leave over a lot. The Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to leave over.
Or if you're not allowed to break it even before you eat.
Right. The reason for the din is that it shouldn't look kapsonish, it shouldn't look like anias. But the din is the din. The Yisra Shvira Setzin applies all the time, whether before or after. So Tesis quotes this Gemara in Nozit Avchav Gimel, where the Gemara quotes, Mishlokish has like that. The Gemara quotes, Shnaim Shetzolot Pischeim, the one, the Tzaddik, observed the Dinah Mishnah that you're not permitted to eat the last couple of hours of the day, so he eats the Korban Pesach, Litei Oven. And the Rasha, who is eating a whole day on Erev Pesach, so he eats Achila Gasa. So that's cool, the Foshim Mikosh Levon. So the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yechanan asks against Mishlokish, just because the fellow aided Achila Gasson. Call him Russia, Korisle. Call the guy Russia. Neither lo yavid mitzvah min amuvchor Pesach miyoka ovid. But he still yetzid in mitzvah kor Pesach. How can you say? Ufoshim yikosh lovam. So the Gemara gives a different case. The Gemara says that pasuk tadik nochem on foshim yikosh lovam goes on a different case. This is a poor case. So Tesis is bothered with the kash. He sees in that Gemara that Achila Gasson is Shema Achila. And our Gemara, and the Gemara in Yuma says before Achila Gasson is Shema Achila. So some say, the Keren Oira points out in one place, that if you look in the Rambam, he only quotes Achila Gasa in two places. The only two places that the Gemara has there in Yuma, that's what the Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes it by Yom Kippur and by Truma. That's all. He says, by Yom Kippur, it's a special local din in Hilchas Yom Kippur, because the prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur, Shteit Nechumish, the Inisim is Nafshe Sechem, doesn't say, Loi Seich Lu Kol Macholim. Loitish to call Mashkin the Yom Kippur. It doesn't say Achila is
also.
It never says Achila. Achila Gas is also Achila, but it says, Beinisim is Nafshe Sechem, you should suffer because you're not eating. And if you're going to eat, then you're not suffering. But if the guy is full from Erev Yom Kippur, he's just forcing himself to stuff some food down his throat, he can't say that the stuffing down his throat is a violation of Beinisim. He's not really gaining any pleasure. He's not. He's full from Erev Yom Kippur. So it's a local din in Hilchas Yom Kippur. And the Gemara there on Daf Pei in Yuma quotes another case, Rachil Gas Lash Machila. That's by a Zar Shoch al Truma v'Shoigig. A Zar Shoch al Truma v'Shoigig has to give Kerem v'Chaymish. Why? Because he was Mevatel the mitzvah of Truma. Because the mitzvah of Truma is that it should be nechel by the Kohanim. So if you're not a Kohen and you ate it, so he made it impossible for the Kohen to fulfill the proper mitzvah of eating the Truma. So the mitzvah of the Truma is that it should be eaten by the Kohenim, a normal Achila, not Achila Gas. So if the Tzar ate the Truma, Achila Gas, you can't really say that that's a bitl mitzvah of the Truma, because if the Kohen would have eaten Achila Gas, would have also not been the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Trum. So the Keren Arya says, if you look in the Rambam, he only quotes those two Gemaras and he never generalizes it. He never says that it's a din in Kol HaTarkul like Tosis says. But the Pashto says that that's the Gemara in Nazir, that the Gemara says if you eat the Korban Pesach Achila Gasa, you are Yotze. Our Gemara says that if you eat the Matzah Achila Gasa, you won't be Yotze. So the Emes never says it in our Gemara. The Moshe says, we want that he shouldn't eat Achila Gasa. It won't be the mitzvah Bishleim Musa. You want that he should eat it. Litei Oven. That's how the Rambam writes. You're not allowed to eat matzah all day long after Pesach because of Heker. You're not permitted to eat a meal. Samach l'mincha k'tano, k'day sh'yachol the matzah, let tayyavan. He doesn't say he's going to achil agas, he won't be ate to the mitzvah. You want that he should eat let tayyavan. That's the Lashon HaRamam of. But Tosis understood it not so. Tosis understood, you cannot introduce a chumrah to prohibit people from eating meals on the last 3 hours on erev Pesach because you want them to fulfill a mitzvah b'hidura b'shleimusa. Ben Kol HaKol the mitzvah, he's going to be yotze. Even if he eats the matzah achil agas, he's going to be yotze the mitzvah. No vaz, he's not going to be with the proper gishmak. He won't be with the oven. So you prohibit all the Jews in the world from eating a meal. The last 3 hours are not Pesach because some people are going to not fulfill the mitzvah b'shleim musah. That's the gezach to make a chum. So that's why Tosis understood the Gemara. No, you're making a gzeirah because we're afraid that people are not going to fulfill the mitzvah. They're going to eat the korban pesach achil agas, they're going to eat the matzah achil agas, and he won't be yotze the mitzvah, period. So that's what the bother with the kasha, but the Gemara says the fair is that the why yotze. So that's what Tosis comes up with various terutzim. So one of their terutzim is that there are two kinds of achil agas. It says that if the person is so stuffed, he's so full that he really has no hanoah at all, and when he's going to eat something more, his mom is forcing himself to eat. So then it's achil agas or lav shma achil. But then there's another kind of an achila gasa, but it's not cut to mizona. It's not that he absolutely can't stand the food that he's eating. It's just that he's not eating it, let's say, oven. So in such a case, the Gemara said there in Nozir that achila gasa, and that he's not mekayim the mitzvah min amufcho, but he's still mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Tosis says over here. There are two kinds of achila gasa. Then Tosis gives other two. Yeah. Not exactly, yeah. What are you saying? Akasha, Teretan, again?
No, I'm saying that
not exactly a Gemara, it's not exactly. You see, there is a problem here. On the one hand, the Gemara says you have to eat the Korban Pesach Halasova at the end. So first you eat the Korban Pesach, then you eat the Korban Pesach all the way at the end, all the way at the end. And then it says, Eimach Pinach HaPesach HaFikoyman. I mean, the last thing that you eat has to be the Korban Pesach. The Zman HaMikdash, the last thing. The Zman is that we don't have the Korban Pesach, so you eat the HaFikoyman again. The Zman HaMikdash, you eat the Korban Pesach again. Then on the other hand, the Gemara is Makvid Kadesh Yochel LeTayoven. Teyoven sounds that you should eat it in the beginning of the meal. So that's what Tosis asks on the Mishnah. How do these two things drive? So Tosis says, if he's going to eat a meal, that's what he said before. If he's going to eat a meal on Erev Pesach, late in the afternoon, then he may not be able to gauge properly, so then it'll turn out that he's going to be so full, he won't eat the oven, the matzah with the Korban Pesach. But if he's eating in the Seder, he's eating in that meal, so nishgefelch, he can eat all he wants in the beginning, he's not going to get full so fast, that he's going to be able to gauge it properly, and he'll eat the Korban Pesach at the end, it'll be the oven, it'll be alasov, it'll be both correct. That's what Tosis says. The Rambam took the two Gemaras kipshuto, because the Rambam writes that he took his Eismat Korban Pesach. The Rambam Chalava points out this Rambam. The Rambam is beferish, both in Hilchos Korban Pesach and Hilchos Korban Tzelatzeh. He describes the Seder. So he says, at the beginning of the meal, you eat the Kazayis Korban Pesach, let's say oven. And then he says, when you all finished eating everything else, then you eat another Kazayis at the end. And he says, and he has a different notion, Allah Sova, the Rambam both in the Yarech HaZokah and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs makes it very clear that it has a different understanding of that expression, Allah Sova. It doesn't mean Allah Sova after he's full and he's not starving anymore and he's no longer hashash or shvira zetzen, and ganz in a different shot, not like that Yerushalmi, ganz in a different shot. He says, k'dei lizboya hei menu. The Rambam says, k'dei lizboya hei menu, that it's not lo maspika, kazai is, we recommend that he should eat two kazais, one kazais in the beginning of the meal, one kazais in the end of the meal. Then the Rambam writes, imochal kazai is yotza. If you only ate one kazais, you're also yotza. That the mitzvah b'shlemus is to have two kazais when it comes to one at the beginning of the meal, and one at the end of the meal.
When do you eat the mora over there?
We eat.
When do you eat the mora?
The beginning of the meal. Beginning of the meal.
So with the matzah together.
Yeah.
And then at the end.
You say how much you have matzah, then you have mora, and then you have the korban pesach. The chachili, you have to have the matzah and the mora in that specific state. If you have it, if you misham and say that, you also eat it. But the Rashbam says, since the pasuk says al matzos in rori, yochlu, it first says matzah, then it says mora. So the Rashbam says that that's the state of lachatchila deraisa, to eat first the matzah and then the mor. So the Rambam writes like that, first eat the matzah, then eat the mor, then eat the korban pesach, halal seder. And then you have the whole meal, whatever you want, and then at the end of the meal, you eat another kezayis of korban pesach. Kedei lizboya himena. And the Rambam explains in the Sefer on Mitzvahs, what is the significance of kedei lizboya himena, doctor, to demonstrate that the korban pesach is the most important mitzvah tonight, that that's the ikar. Even though you have three mitzvahs, you have pesach, matzah, mor. But the main mitzvah of all the three is the korban pesach, that the stress that that's more important than the matzah and the mor, we eat twice as much. So Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rav Sadi Goin points out this Rambam, and he gives a mashal. He gives you the mashal from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. That it says in the Beit HaMikdosh on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't only blow shofar, they blew shofar v'chatzotzer. On a tiny steeple, it's the Beit HaMikdosh, you only blow chatzotzer. But in the Beit HaMikdosh, in addition to Chatzotzes, they will blow shofar also. Because the pasuk says, the Chatzotzes are called shofar hariyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem. So in the Beit HaMikdosh, both on the time of Sibur and on Rosh Hashanah, they will blow Chatzotzes and shofar. But in order to demonstrate which is the Iker Mitzvah Sayom, so the Mishnah says that on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar marach v'chatzotzes mekatzes, they will blow simultaneously. They will have two people. That's what we mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan Perlo says that this is probably the kavana of the Maharil. The Maharil says that his manas that we eat afikayman. What is afikayman all about? So the Rosh says that it's zechel korban pesach. But his manas that we don't have the korban pesach. So you have the matzah and the moror we have, and the afikayman at the end is zechel to the korban pesach. And that's why we eat it at the end, because they must hear nacha pesach afikayman, so it's zechel to korban pesach. So the Maharil says you should eat two kizaisim of the afikayman, because his manas migdosh, they always used to eat two kizaisim of the korban pesach. So the Taz and the Mogen Avraham both say there must be some misprint here. We never heard anywhere that it says he eat two kezeis from the korban pesach.
But the Rambam says
So they say it must be a misprint, and they say Kayodua, the Maharil didn't write the Maharil. The Maharil wrote the Chuvas Maharil, but what we call the Droshes Maharil, it goes on, starts off with Nis and Eosid, and he gives you all the Minhagim and the order of the Luach. That was written by one of his Talmidim, and there are a lot of mistakes there that he wrote the Shalom is iconic, and he's saying, Mariel Mustam must have said something else. That you should eat two kezeisim of the afikayman, one zechel pesach, one zechel chagigah. But to say you have to eat two kezeisim, zechel pesach, that they eat two kezeisim, says there's no mocker. So that's what Yeruchim Pelos says, what do you mean there's no mocker? Mocker mekamitor. The Rambam. The Rambam says the fair, that you eat two kezeisim of the korban pesach. There are a lot of things in the Maharil that were assumed to be very wild, they didn't know what in the world, and they said it must have been written by this Talmud, so he made a mistake. And then a later generation, he said, no. The Shittas HaRambam, the Shittas HaGan, the Chazanish has every so often. And other Acharim have, they discovered many earlier sources for things in the Maharil that were always seen, that were always assumed to be mistaken or erroneous. Then they found that it's not like this one of
you. Wouldn't you have to do it separately, one
at the end? The Rambam says, this man HaMikdash, one at the beginning, one at the end. But the Maharil, the way it stands, says, without any haggur, says that you eat the afikayman at the end, zechel pesach, and you eat two kezeisim because the korban pesach had two kezeisim. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Mogen Avraham in the Taz, one zechel pesach, one zechel chagigah. That's their suggested emendation in the text Maril. Of the Maharil. But in the Maharil Gufa, they quote, that's not what it says. In the original Maharil state, zechel korban pesach that they had, two kezeisim of the korban pesach. That's the Gemara Kuf Zayin on the base. A little nash is okay. It's only prohibited to eat a regular meal. And if the nash, if the person is such that even if he's going to have a little nash, he's going to lose his appetite for eating supper. So then the Gemara says, not allowed to have a nash either. And Rav Sheshes, the Gemara says, on the next daf, fasted Yosef B'Taneitha Kol Mal Yom of the Pischo, all day in Erev Pesach, he fasted the whole day. That's in the fifth line of Kuf Ches and Aleph. So the Gemara first taught a whole pshat because he holds like that version of Ben Beseira that the Kol Hayom is Man Shechitas HaPesach and even Mizman HaZeh applies. The Gemara said, no, that's not the word. But rather, Shani Rav Shesh is this in the Sava. He told him, it's not for me, if he would eat anything in the morning, he wouldn't enjoy the food. So that's why he personally had a fast all day on Erev Pesach. That's the mission. That's the first line of the Mishnah. That Arvi Pesach Masamach LaMincha. We pass Masamach LaMincha Ketana 3 hours before the end of the day. You're not permitted to have a regular meal. Ad Shetechshach. What says Ad Shetechshach? The Tosis points out on the Mishnah on Tzadik Tes on the base. Ad Shetechshach means that unlike every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, that if you want, you can in the Kabbalah Shabbos early, Kabbalah Yom Tov early, make Kiddush and start eating. On Pesach night, if you're Meis Mechayla La Kiddush, it doesn't work. When you look in the Rishonim, you see that it's not so poshut. It's a big machlokes. Tosis quotes the Gemara in Brachas of Chav Zayin. Tosis on Tzarik Tes on the base, right? Dima Maskel Ad Shetechshach. But there, the Gemara says there in Brachas, if you Rab Tolish on Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, Dav Meir, we have to plug a Mincha on Friday afternoon. The Gemara has a Shaila. Did he say Kiddush or not? The Gemara says yes. He said Kiddush. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, you say Kiddush. No, when you say Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush Malkum Sudas. Obviously, he began the meal. When did he finish eating the meal? So that's the question in Rishonim, whether he was makpid to finish the meal dafke, to eat at least a little bit of the pas after Tzeis HaKucham Yefter HaShecha, or you don't even have to be makpid about that. So Tzeis has the 2 days already, and then Mr. Rishonim has 3 days. When you look there, and the Tzeis HaRosh, and Brachas Tavchal Zani quotes all the 3 days. One day in Rishonim is that even on Erev Pesach also, if in the Kabbalah Yom Tov early, you can travel up the whole state in the Bod Yom. You can finish till the end of the whole halakh and sing the chagad and go to sleep when the sun is still shining. You have the other kind of the whole works, everything. Because when it says, V'achos habasa ba'layla hazeh ba'layla v'lo ba'yom, what it means is you have to do the mitzvah for Yom Tov. You can't do it on Erev Yom Tov. But if you makabel faces Yom Tov and it's chal, so you can eat even the Korban Pesach. You can eat the Korban Pesach. Not tomorrow. You can finish that because everything and go to sleep before she...
Says by that good, you hold me by joint. So then you could say Yuchel Boyon means on Erev Yom Tov.
So the same thing
Erev Tochum? Erev Tochum, so the whole Erev means on Yom Tov, as opposed to Erev Yom Tov. You only have to the mitzvah if you eat the matzahs on Yom Tov. So if you made it Yom Tov, so it's good. That's the first day in the Tais HaRosh. Then the second day is the popular day that Tais is quotes that we pass from like in Shulchan Aruch. But if you ma'ase Michael al Kodesh, it's still not Laila. It's still not Leil Tezvav. It's still Yud Daled, and it's not Laila. It's not Tezvav. So fine, there's a Nisa Malacha because you ma'ase Michael al Kodesh, but you can't be yotzi any of the mitzvahs on Laila and Bog Yom. But on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, they say you would be able to because this halacha that you have to have dafke ba'Laila and this month of Sefer doesn't count. It's a special day. It's accosted by Matzah and by Korban Pesach. Be'erav Tochum Matzis, Mechol Sabah Sabah Laila is a special din. But on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, and by Sukkot it would apply also because of the Gzera Shabbat HaMishat HaMishat, that's what the Ramah says. That when you go to make Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot, you have to be careful to wait till it stays at Tucham because it is Gzera Shabbat. Just like most of the Rishonim hold here. That if you make Mechol on Kiddush, that you're not yet to the Mitzvah Salaila, so too, the mitzvah achila v'leil sukkis, you're not yet to the Bog Yom during this manat Tosef. That's what the Ramo quotes from Rishonim, that's chumah. But on any other Erev leil Shabbos and Yom Tov, the mitzvah is only kibbut v'yoni. So if you're meis mechayla la kodesh, you can make kiddush, and you have to kiddush mokum sudeh. You can bench also, you're yet to the mitzvah kibbut v'yoni, with Bog Yom, you don't have to wait after Laila. And then the third opinion is, Taz and the Magen Avraham quote, you should be machon like that day in Rishonim is, that even in the summertime when you daven at an early minyan and you go home and you make kiddush mevo yom and you start eating mevo yom, but you should be medactic to have some bread, as much bread as you need in order to be yotzei. What's the if it says come? How much bread do you need in order to be yotzei? Some rishonim say kazayas, and others say yotzei mikabetz. Others say yotzei mikabetz, that it should be considered a kriya su.
It says even by Shabbos Rishchodesh. Rishchodesh is Matzori Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. After Tzeis HaKamsa, for sure you have to say both. Okay. So the Mishnah has that you shouldn't. Arab Pesach is not allowed to eat a meal. Ad Shetechshach, till it becomes Laila. That's how we assume. And then You have to have a seba. Afilo ani shebisrael lo yochal ad sheyesa. What's the chiddush? Afilo anim have to have a seba. Ashir have to have a seba. The zogir has, but even the poor people also have to have a seba. Why is there a bigger chiddush?
Even though they don't have where to be made,
you know, it doesn't really make sense for them, because only the gvirim used to have these big couches in order to eat their seba. The anim never had that, so it's going to look humorous. So nonetheless, the anim also have to have. Rishon is, what about this man hazeh that not only does it look humorous for the anim, it doesn't make sense for anybody. Maybe in other countries, maybe in the Orient. But in America, the whole thing doesn't make sense that you should eat the Haseba.
Even the president.
Yeah. Even the multimillionaires don't eat the Haseba. That's the Shabbos. So they quote in Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Yo was of the opinion, the whole mitzvah of Haseba doesn't make sense b'zman hazeh. B'zman ha-Talmud, when the Gevirim did it, and the Aniyim didn't do it. So then the Mishnah says, even though in your position it looks a little funny, but since by the Gevirim they do it, so call Yisrael, the name of Lachem Hem tonight on Pesach night, so you should also have to have Haseba. Even though you're an Ani, you should also have Haseba. But it's not that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And even though the Rav Yo says like that, you don't pass like that, the din is that you have to have a seba, except for the women. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says on the next daf, the din of a seba, are women obligated to have a seba? So the Gemara says it depends. Yes.
But the Gemara in Broche says, Yishivus on the Dan, Tasavus on the Dan. The Gemara comes already in the Gemara's time, says it, the now the eating.
No, Taisa says that. No, Taisa says that. That's a different thing. No, the Gemara says they're a different thing. That if I want to say Hamoitzi, to be Moitzi you, the Gemara says only if we're Mesubim, only if everybody says Seba. But if you're not having Haseba, then everybody has to say his own Hamoitzi. So Taisa says, but Bazman Hazeh, nobody eats Haseba. So how can we say Hamoitzi, and Kiddush and Hamoitzi? We're not sitting around the table that says, so Taisa says, Yeshiva Didan, to Haseba the two. That since Bazman Hagemara, when they ate the Haseba, that's called Tviyas. It's a Kviyas Bechabur, they're all eating together. Bazman Hazeh, the Kviyas Bechabur, is that we're all sitting around the same table. That's the Taisa.
So you see, the Taisa also holds that Yeshiva today is like
a Kviyas. No, that's for the sake of Achila Bechviyas. But the question is, what about the purpose of mitzvahs Haseba and Pesach? No. The Taisa talks about having Haseba Bazman Hazeh. The Taisa doesn't hold like the Rav Yo. The Taisa says, Bazman Hazeh, you still need Haseba, even though it doesn't make any sense. The only ones who are make a lot of women, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that women obligated to eat the Haseba or not. So the Gemara says around 10 lines before the bottom of Sukhes Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Ishe Tol Baila, Lo Baya Haseba. Haseba only applies if the Taka makes sense. So if the woman is married and out of respect for her husband, all year long she never eats Haseba, so it does make sense for that Pesach night she should eat Haseba even. However, if Misha Hashuva, if she's an independent woman and she's not so selfish to the husband, so then it says, Tricha Haseba. What's the din? Tamarets or Rabbo? So the Gemara says, Tamarets or Rabbo, if it's Rabbo Muvok, you're not allowed to have a Seder because Meru Rabbo Kamaru Shemaim. If it's not Rabbo Muvok, then you do have a Seder. And if it's just his professor in college, the Shulia Dinagra, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a Brisa that says, everybody has to have a Seder. Im Hakol, the Mace, I feel the Tamarets or Rabbo. The Gemara says, how can it be? You just said before, Meru Kamaru Shemaim. So the Gemara could have said, it's not Rabbo Muvok. The Rosh points out, only by Rabbi Muvik do you have this principle of Mora Rabbi Chmora Shemai. Say, it's not Rabbi Muvik. Because of Bein Eitzelaviv. Bein Eitzelaviv, the father teaches the son a little Torah.
But also you have to have Mora for your father too. It says the issues are only to hold. So why think you apply the same thing there also?
But not Chmora Shemai. It's not Mora Rabbi Chmora Shemai. That's not. Still not, yes. So the answer is because of Bein Eitzelaviv, it's not Rabbi Muvik. If it's Taka Rabbi Muvik, so it has a bit of Mora Rabbi Chmora Shemai. So he wouldn't be Mason. So the Gemara is bothered with this price that says that a Talmud eats a rabbi sounds like even a Talmud Muvik eats a rabbi. You have to have a Seba. The Gemara goes. What says it goes on a Shul Yidanagra? It's not a rabbi who teaches in Torah. It's his rabbi Muvik in some other field, in college or his professional school. So there's no din of Mor Rabbi Kamar Shemam, so there is a din of a Seba. So the Gemara states that women have to have a Seba if she's an Isha Chashuva. So the Ramo writes in Hilchos Pesach that Nashi Didan by the Ashkenazim, and Sfaradim is the question, but by the Ashkenazim, even in the 1500s, the women were all very independent, and they all had the status of Isha Chashuv, and they all had to have Haseba, but he says they don't have Haseba because they all follow Zach on the Rav Yo. Everybody relies on the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo says the Bizman is that nobody has to have an Haseba, because it doesn't make any sense. That's the Shalom, it doesn't make sense. But the Rav Yo, the men are Freud. Well, why do the women rely on the Rav Yo, the men don't rely on the Rav Yo? Either he's right or he's not right. I mean, the women have their own stack. So that's what we explained in the yeshivas. They say the following view. What is the Gera Hadin of Esteva? What is it based on? So the Rambam writes, "Behold, there are two dinim. Behold, there is a sat mekilu who yafim and tzaim shenem of yosana hoytim yisham." That's a mishnah. That's a din deraisa. That's a mishnah kufte zaynam and beis. Everyone has to have that feeling. Kilu hu yafim and tzaim. Then is a takana de rabbanon, not a din deraisa. Behold, there are chayiv adam laharis a sat mo kilu yafim and tzaim. It's not that the Rambam had a different girsah from the other shem. Not two girsahs. The Rambam writes both dinim. One is a din deraisa. One is a din rabbanon. The din deraisa states the mishnah. Chol davar dar kufte zayin and beis. Chol davar dar chay barim liris esat mikilo yatzim and time shenem of yosanu hoytzi misham. We tell our children in the year 1990 of yosanu hoytzi misham we weren't there. Chay barim liris esat. We have to have the feeling. That's the most difficult mitzvah. How do you put this feeling into your head? It's very difficult. And then the other din the rabbanon, that's already easy. Chol davar dar chay barim laharis esat. You demonstrate kilo yatzim and time. How do we demonstrate chayrus? So the Rambam writes you have two parts to it. One is by eating the hesedah. And one is by drinking abikosis, because only the free people drink intoxicating beverages. The avodah don't have this. So the mitzvah of Haseb is that we should demonstrate that we are b'nei charim. Laharis kilu hu yatim mitzrayim, to demonstrate as if you came out of Mitzrayim. The Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas B'shalach gives a completely different yisoid to the din of Haseb. The pasuk says that at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim, v'yaseh b'lekim is b'nei Yisrael darach hamid bo yam suf. So the simple pshat v'yaseh, Saviv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took to my room and our room. It took to my room. So the Medrash Rabbah darshins in addition to the Pshut Rishon Mikra, Vayasev Loshen Haseber. That he took them out and they were free people. So now that they were free people, he told them that they should eat the Haseber. Called them that they were Avodim in Mitzrayim, they didn't let them eat the Haseber. Now that the B'nai Charis will eat the Haseber. Fine. So then the Medrash continues, and that's why the Chachamim were Misakein, that we should eat the Haseber on Pesach night. Zeichet to the Haseber that our forefathers had at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Medrash doesn't say that it's that we demonstrate behold of our chayvonam liras esatzmoi. We have to feel as if we just left and the meila laharis esatzmoi kilo yata. We want to demonstrate that we just left, so we're going to eat best able to show. No, the Medrash says not that we want to demonstrate. So what is the cloth? What is the cloth? Afei no ideas on this. What does it mean? So the Chazan Sefer discusses akasha. Taisus here talks a little bit about the kasha. The second Taisus on Kuf Ches on the day says the kasha: if women are chayiv and are bekoisus in the mikra megillah and halakas nevesh tanka, after Rabbi Yosan says, why shouldn't women be mechuyev to sit in sukkah? Because after Rabbi Yosan says, what do you mean in the p'tuas misukkah? Alpha gav. After Rabbi Yosan says, of the anani hakovoi. That was the nes of Anani Hakov. So the women also had the nes. So why not be machayv women in yeshiva besukah based on Afen Hobi Yosanes? The Taisi says that this svara of Afen Hobi Yosanes, Geit Naron, only applies to mitzvahs derabon. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derais. That's what Taisi says over here. Hosn besa derais ababa, because it's derabon on tik negam lanash and kim shabi Yosanes. That's what Taisi says here. On the side it tells you to look, there's another taisis, there are a few more taisis. So one of the other taisis, and they say it a little differently. Because there's a Gemara earlier in Stachman, the Gemara says that women should have been exempt from Achilas Matzah Leil Pesach, because Matzah is also Azman Zeroma. So how do you know that women are chayv to eat Matzah? So if you have a Hekish in the same pasuk, it says the Yisra Chametz and the Chiv Matzah, and why are women prohibited from eating Chametz on Leil Pesach? On Pesach, so that's also Azman Grama. That's a loy says. When it comes to a loy says, they don't mechuyev at all. Only unless it's Azman Grama. So since the muzer not to eat chametz or Pesach, so the mechuyev to eat matzah because kol sheyesh them bebal tzeichu chametz yesh them mekol chametz. So Tosfos asks the kasha: why do you need a special hekesh, a special pasuk? Why don't you say that the purpose of matzah is to remember the nisim and the flaws of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The same women are chayv in matzah, even though it's Azman Grama. I haven't had the Sunday. The Tosfos says a little differently from the way they say over here. That that's even though matzah is a mitzvah deraisa, that's where Avraham Avi Yosan Nes would only apply on a level of the Rabbanon. It wouldn't apply to be mechayiv them in Atura. But it would have been women would have been mechayiv to eat matzah in the Rabbanon, even lulei the hakeisha of kol sheyesh them about the chacham sheyesh them mikum machamatz. Avraham Avi Yosan Nes works on mitzvah deraisa also on the level of the Rabbanon. It's not a svara deraisa; it's only a svara de Rabbanon. So women would have taken the mechayiv to eat matzah anyway, but it would have only been achiv the rabbanon. And let's say if a woman is mesupik, if she was yes, we would say sveik the rabbanon kuk. But now you have a hekesh, kol sheyesh them about the achacham sheyesh them kumach al matzah, that even applies to a din deraisa. According to that taisus, why aren't women mechayiv in yeshiva sukkah? So what's the Teretz on this kasha? What's the Teretz on this kasha?
The way Rashi and Rajam say here, it isn't that they were benefiting from the Neis, but they were contributing to the Neis.
Yes, through them. Right,
so
that's
Rashi and Rajam say
so. Right, that's another
question. Of course, it's different.
Taisha starts off, right. Taisha starts off the whole kasha by disagreeing with the Rashi and Rashi. Rashi always says like that, that the women were the Iker Anes by Purim because of Esther, Mechanica because of Yehudas, and by Yitzias Mitzrayim because of Yitzchus, Noshim, Sitkan, and Sniglav, and Mitzrayim. But the Nesem, Anani, Akovid, that had nothing specifically to do, right, that had nothing specifically to do with the women, so that's why it shouldn't apply. So Taisha starts off this deeper, Hein Hoi B'Yash Anes. First, they start by disagreeing with the Rashbam, and that leads them up to their kasha. That's why they have a kasha. So why aren't women mechuyim in sukkah? You're right. The first line of Tosis leads up to the next line. So that's the kasha. If Tosis holds in the other place, that often Rabbi Yosef Ness even applies to mitzvah deraisa on a level of the Rabbanon. So why shouldn't women be mechuyim in shiva sukkah mid the Rabbanon? Well, the Chassam Sofer quotes another kasha in Chelek Arachaim. Why aren't women obligated to lay tefillin, the Rabbanon, the Natar, whatever, because it says that the purpose of wearing tefillin is in order to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Chassam Sefer writes, and it's true, that the Teretz HaMikasha is that the only time you apply Afan HaBiyas on this is with the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Mitzvah. The Farsemis HaNes, the Haris or the Galas HaNes, like the Rambam writes by Lot of Nehru's time, Pirsumi Mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is only Zechel HaNes, then it doesn't apply. So the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis and the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and Hadlogos Neres Chanukah, that's clearly Pesumim Nidush. Now Taisa seems to have asked Akasha. Taisa asked Akasha by Sukkah, and they gave the Torah, it doesn't work on mitzvahs deraisa at all. But the other Taisa asked Akasha by Matzah, and they said it would work by Matzah. It works by mitzvahs deraisa also. But it only works with the Rabbanon. So what's going to be the Torah on Sukkah? What's going to be the Teretz on Sukkah? So Mistama, the Teretz is going to be that Sukkah is not a mitzvah pisumi nis in the first place. Matzah they will bother with. Sukkah they will never bother with in the first place. Why? Because matzah, part of the mitzvah is matzah is kol shaloyam shlosha dvar meilu b'pesach lo yotze yidei choy vasa. What does it mean? Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. Kol shaloyam shlosha dvar meilu b'pesach lo yotze yidei choy vasa. Pesach shayam yisteinu echelim in matzah yizu shon echelim and so on. The Tanishan and Kufta Zayinim and all going over to the base. Lo yotze yidei choy vasa is not yotze. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah is not yotze? The Rambam says it's not yotze. Mitzvah is sipping tzitzis mitzrayim. Mitzvah of Haggadah. The Marsho has a different shot. The Chiddushi Haggadah. And the Rav used to be fond of pointing out that the Ramban and the Melchamis and Brochus, of all places, the head of Kiyah, the Ramban and Melchamis and Brochus, in the beginning of Brochus, says the same as the Marsho's shot. Lo yotze yidei chavasa is not yotze the mitzvah of Pesach, and not yotze the mitzvah of Matzah, is not yotze the mitzvah of Morah. Because Marsho asks, somewhat nizach, that you're not yetzi a mitzvah unless you explain what the mitzvah is all about. You mean a guy like Tzum is not yetzi unless he tells the whole story? And a person who sits in sukkah is not yetzi unless he tells the whole story? He gives the whole explanation why these three are different. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that you're not fully yetzi. You're yetzi a little bit, but you're not fully yetzi b'shleimus in the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. If he doesn't explain what the Pesach is all about, what the Matzah is all about, what the Moror is all about. Why? Because Pesach, Matzah, and Moror is not just a mitzvah sachila zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah pisumi nisa. While you're eating Pesach, Matzah, and Moror, you're supposed to tell over, you're supposed to reenact part of the story and tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you're not yet to the mitzvah b'shlei Musa if you don't tell over part of the story. You have to have some explanation. So apparently that Taisvus that says that by Matzah there is an aspect of Afin Haibiyos HaNes, that Svara does apply. But women would have only been Mechiv and Matzah with the Rabbanim. And that's why you have to have the Hakeisha to make that women are mechuyev matzim and atayr, but midr rabbanon they would have been mechuyev anyway. So why aren't women mechuyev and sukkah midr rabbanon? If Taisus is right, apparently that Taisus holds that sukkah there never was a kash in the first place. Sukkah is only zechel anes. Like the Chassam Sofer writes, tefillin is not pirsumim. So there's no halacha when you lay tefillin, you have to put on the tefillin in such a way to relate the whole story to Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, the Rabbanon Shlom gave us a mitzvah zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's not lefarsemis anes. It's not that. By putting on the tefillin, you demonstrate. But the same by yeshiva sukkah, you don't have to. L'man yed in a second, if a sukkah is hashavti, you should remember. But it's not that you have to fulfill the mitzvah in such a way to demonstrate the story, to relate the story to others. So Taisus never, that Taisus, this Taisus does ask the kasha, but that Taisus in the other mitzvah, in sukkah, never ask the kasha. Why not say by sukkah, afen hai b'yoso hanes? Does the nishkin kasha by sukkah? Sukkah is only zechman hanes. Matzah was a kasha. Because matzah, kosher l'orah m'shloshah d'orah m'ed v'pesach l'yodah sefer l'afi not yet to mitzvah matzah b'shlemus. Because matzah is supposed to be mefarseh mesanes. So if it's b'sumi nisa, so say that women are mechuyim. So he said, you're right. Women would only be mechuyim in the rabbonon, though. They wouldn't be mechuyim in atur. So you have to distinguish between the two types of mitzvah. Sometimes the mitzvah is zechel l'nes, and sometimes the mitzvah is b'sumi nisa. The only time you say this svarah of afein hay b'yosah nes is when you're dealing with a mitzvah where the nature of the mitzvah is b'sumi nisa. So here is back again by the shayla of Hatzeda.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. You can say because of a hekesh also. Women are mechuyev in matzah. So once they're mechuyev in matzah, you can say there's a hekesh. Everything else is
mechuyev.
There is a machlokes hatanoim where the women on Pesach Rishon, on Korban Pesach, are chayev apotah. And the Gemara starts off, the Sfasemis points out, and that sugya around the Afzadik or so, the Sfasemis in the Chidushim on the Sichta points out that the Gemara works with the Svaris. The Gemara starts off with the premise that women should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach. The Tana holds that it's only optional, it's only Rishus. He has to bring a raya. So the Sfasem says, how are you talking? How come? Why shouldn't you start off with the assumption that women are pata? The Hamitza says, Shaz Man Groma. Shouldn't you start off with the assumption that women should be pata from Korban Pesach? And anyone who wants to say that women are mechuyev, right, all of our raya, he should have to, the burden of proof is on him, he should have to prove that women are chayev in Korban Pesach. So the Sfasem has one mahala. He quotes the Pesach in the Gila. But Tosis says that since the one who doesn't bring Korban Pesach is Chayv Koreis, so that shows that there's an Aveira not bringing Korban Pesach. It's not just a mitzvah seser shas mangroma. It's like an Issa. Whatever you're dealing with an Aveira, even if it's a mangroma, women are mechuyev. That's how the Sfasem says the mahala for that Tosis. You could say a different terrorist that once you have the Hakesha, the Kol Sheyesh Tanabal Terech HaChomet, Eish Nimikum HaChomatzah, and the Gemara Saran Kutz Kof on the base. But there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. So once you know that women are mechuyev in matzah, then the male should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach also. And then Rashi writes there on Tariq Beis that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Morah. That's how we know that women are chayiv in Morah also. So you can say there's a hekesh with the CPCS and time also. The women are chayiv in that also. You could have said like that also. So here, regarding the mitzvah of Hasebe, you can say in two ways. The Medrash Rabbah said, I'm not possible at the beginning of Bishalach, that the reason why we have a Seber is Zeichet to the Heseber that our forefathers had when they left Mitzrayim. By Yasub Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to eat their Seber, so we eat today Zeichet to that Heseber. And the Gemara doesn't really say that. The Gemara would appear that the Heseber is not Zeichel in this, Zeichel in this, it's the Chai Baram Laharis is Atzmo, Pirsumi Nisi, we're demonstrating now the whole story of the Tzias Mitzrayim. So L'Choy read, the Rav Yoh had a Shtarka Taina. The Rav Yoh Taina is, the whole Seber doesn't make sense, Bizman Hazeh. And only Bizman HaMishneh makes a little sense, because at least the Gevira meet their Seber. But Bizman Hazeh, nobody eats their Seber, so it looks ridiculous. So what kind of their Seber? So the Rav Yoh Taka, apparently we assume he's right. We really do away with their Seber, but we've only gone away with the Mechayv and their Seber of Laharis Kilo Hu Yatsum and Mitzrayim, because we're not doing Mara anything. But the Chiyuv to have a Seber because of the Zeichet and the Seber that our forefathers had, that mitzvah of a Seber, that mechayv of a Seber still applies to Bizman Hazeh. But since we only hold from a Seber Bizman Hazeh mitam Zechel HaSeber, Zechel HaNes, it's not Bizumi Nisa, so women are takapotah. Because some Seber says the only time women are chayv mitam afin haybi HaSanes is when the nature of the mitzvah is lefarsem, to demonstrate something. But if you're not demonstrating just a Zechet to something that happened in the past, then the women are potah. Then you treat it like a regular mitzvah, says the Shez Mangro. That's perhaps what you have to say. What's the nature of this din of Hasebe? There's a major machlegis. Rav Elvel HaSoldechik points out that the major machlegis here between Tosus and Rosh on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. Tosus and the Rosh discuss a situation where the person ate the Pesach or the Matzah or the Arbikosis without Hasebe, that he has to eat it over again because he wasn't Yotzeh. He wasn't Yotzeh what? He wasn't Yotze the Korban Pesach, he wasn't Yotze the Abikosis, he wasn't Yotze the Matzah. So in other words, the din of Hasebe is not an independent din, Tosfos holds. It's a prat within the din, like you have to eat kazayis, and you have to eat kazayis to actually lose prat. And the Matzah, you don't have to chew, but the more you have to chew, and if you just swallow, the more without chewing it, you're not Yotze. So there are various pratmen how to eat the Matzah and the Morah and so on. So now the prat is that you have to eat some of these Behesebe. If you don't eat a Behesebe, I swear that you're not Yotze Mirim, you got to eat it over again. The Rambam doesn't have such a deal that you should not be yet to be there, because the Rambam, that's where Rav Elvel points out, the Rambam Lishitosei understand the seder completely different. It's a separate mitzvah. It's not a prat, how to be yotze the mitzvah of arbekaisis, how to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, how to be yotze the mitzvah of korban pesach. It's a din haseber, laharis kilehu yotzeh mitzvah. If the person will eat up the whole pesach, matzah, morah, because everything without a seder, he will be yotze the pesach, matzah, morah, and everything. He won't be yotze the mitzvah of a seder. What are you going to tell me? Should he eat over the matzah? Why should he eat over the matzah? He lost the chance. He was yotze the matzah the first time already. He won't yotze haseber, so far fine, he didn't do a seder. The Rambam writes, in fact, the Rambam quotes this laloch. The Rambam writes, in fact, no, the Rambam writes, Seib has to do with Achila. The Niri quotes like that. The Niri quotes, you should have a Seib during the whole Haggadah. During the whole Haggadah. And then the Shaloh has like that. They quote the Behekta, quotes from the Shaloh. You should have a Seib lechatzchila, the whole Haggadah, but not during Halle. The Halle should say, Behem will be Yira. But during the whole CPC isn't time. Mamstan, everything you should have a Seib. The Rambam doesn't have like that during the whole Haggadah, because the Rambam holds that a seib only makes sense when you're eating food. But he says you should have a seib lechatzchila, the whole meal. The whole meal should have a seib. I think Marjos talks about the arbekaisis and the kezayis. So the Rambam understood like this. The arbekaisis are not part of the meal. The two kezayis are before the meal, the two kezayis are after the meal. So the arbekaisis is not really part of the meal. So that's what the Gemara says. Two out of the arbekaisis. The Gemara says on kuf ches and aleph. You only need haseba for two of the arbekaisis.
First and third.
Yayin says matzah needs haseba. Mora doesn't need haseba. And the Gemara says, what about arbekaisis? Says itma mishmeder Rav Nachman. You need another version. Then Rav Nachman says you don't need haseba. The Gemara says v'lot pligi. There's a difference in the first two kaisis and the second two kaisis. In what direction? So the Gemara says it's a machlokes. Whether you need haseba dafka the first two kaisis, because the first two kaisis he's telling about yitzis and tzrayim. And then we finish the whole story, and then the halal afterwards is ready. The whole story, two times all over, ready. So it's lacha ma'isa, ma'ida have a habit. We're all finished. Or should you say fakir? That the first two kaisis you're still holding in the middle of the story. So you didn't go free yet. By the time you eat the meal, the haseba, so then you're a ben chorin. So then, now that you're a ben chorin, so it makes more sense to drink dafka the last two kaisis that say. So the Rambam understood this gemara not like kaisis. That the gemara is picking out three mitzvahs, and the gemara is saying marer. Doesn't make sense to have a seib. To remember when Mora is a seib is that derech is fakir. Matzah makes sense, and two out of the abakaisis and it's machlokes which two, so therefore we're machmer on all four. Sure. So Tesis understood Gemara. Gemara is giving klolim which mitzvahs require a seib as a prat, as a tenai within the mitzvah, which don't. The Rambam understood it differently. The haseib is a separate mitzvah, and the whole suda should be the haseib. The whole suda except for the Mora. So when the Gemara says matzah derech haseib, it means matzah v'chule. With the whole meal, whatever you're going to have, the whole meal, with the one exception of mora, that one part of the meal that you don't have a say before, because that doesn't make any sense. When you say matzah tzarechas, that means the whole meal. The arbekaisis is not part of the meal. So then the Gemara is going to introduce a new svara. Which two of the arbekaisis should we treat like the meal to require a say, even though it's not really intrinsic in the meal? It's eaten before or after. So the Gemara has the two lashanim, but according to the Rambam, a say is really a different thing. The separate mitzvahs are say, but laharis is satsma kilo yotzeh mincha. That's why Rav Avla points out, that's why according to the Rambam, there's no room for discussion. What would be the din b'di'evit if he ate the matzah b'li haseba, or he drank the arbekaisis b'li haseba? What should I have to discuss? He should have to eat over. He was yotzeh for sure. He was yotzeh the arbekaisis. He wasn't yotzeh the other mitzvah. So far, fine. You have nothing. You have nothing to do. You can't rectify. The Gemara comments on this, on kuf chesem and all. After they quote, amr lo lahagis, amr lo lahagis, the two versions. Which of the arbekaisis need a seib, which don't? So the Gemara says, since the two lashonos, so the Gemara says, hashta the itma hachi, the itma hachi, idivi bo haseib. Therefore, we require haseib on all arbekaisis. So the Ran and the Rish has the famous kasha. The whole din haseib is only the rabbanon. It's not a din. If you have a seib of the rabbanon, you don't call it hakula. Seib of the rabbanon lekula. Manish tana alay lazem ikol alay. The seib of the rabbanon is lechumre. What do you have to go lechumre to require haseib on all four cases? So the Ran has two terutz on the kasha. So one terutz is sveika the rabban lekula means when there's a great Torah. So when there's not such a great shas atzach, they may as well go to chumra. So what's the big deal over here? It's so difficult to drink all arbekaisis haseber. Since it's not so difficult, you should have all arbekaisis. You should have haseber. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that lahalacha, and he has extended it. See, I understand that to mean like this: I'm about to drink the kos yayin. So it's so difficult to drink like this. I have to have the pillow there anyway. For the matzah, and lechatzchila for the rest of the meal. So have the pillah, everything is set anyway. And for two of the arbekaisis, you're going to have anyway. So it's such a big deal to lean over before I'm about to drink the cup. Since it's so easy, it's so you say, the Mishneh Berurah has extended this quite a bit. So he says, if we're talking about Frumah Yidin, Mishneh Berurah Yidin, and they're looking for Hidurim and Chumras, so a lot of things are not so difficult for them. So he has the mashal, a case like this. Halal, reciting Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. So if you have a Sofek, then you should really say Sofek Berabban Lechum. So let's say Rosh Chodesh has already gone by, and it's now Ben HaShmoshet of Matzoy Rosh Chodesh. The fellow didn't say Halal yet. Or it's in the middle of Rosh Chodesh, and he doesn't remember if he said Halal or not. He's not sure. So strictly speaking, you should say for sure, Sveika Drabon Lakula is a Sufik, meaning for sure is Lakula. The Jay doesn't have to say it. The Mishnah Berurah says, you, how long is it going to take me already to say the Halal? It doesn't take 5-10 minutes. He says, you, you're going to say Sveika Drabon Lakula. And that's such an easy thing. So he's taken this run, and he's extended it already quite a bit. You, it takes 5-10 minutes. He says, you shouldn't really say Sveika Drabon Lakula, because it's an easy thing to do. The Ran has another suggestion on this kasha, and the other suggestion became very famous because of the issue of Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael. The Ran has another answer, which is based on Dinim and Tosefos and Yeridim. The only time you say Sveika D'Rabban L'Kula is if you have a Sofik, if it's also a Mutter, then you go L'Kula. But if I know for sure that two Kaisis need a Sofik, so the Ran says like this, what am I going to say? Sofik whether the first two kais need a saver, Sveika D'Rabban L'Kula. Sofik whether the second two kais need a saver, Sveika D'Rabban L'Kula. So I'm not going to do a saver on anything. So for sure it's wrong. What are you going to pick arbitrarily? You're going to say, pick out any two kais you want. So he says, you have no right to be arbitrary on the matter. So since it's a Sveika D'Rabban with a tie to the sasri, you have to go the Chumrah. And that's a Tosefta, that's quoted in Yerideya, the last simon, the last simon of Chelik Aleph Yerideya, they have a din like that. If you have two pots of kosher food, steak deiris, two pots of kosher food, and you have an issa that Rabbanu fell into one of the two pots, you don't know which pot it fell into, but you have no right to assume arbitrarily it fell into that pot and the other pot is kosher. If you have two pots that are cooked and one is kosher food, one is trefa food, and an issa that Rabbanu fell into one of the two pots, then there's a din of toilet. Talia, tell them it's a kakolab and makuko. Since we're dealing only with macholos asur the Rabbanu, the Gemara says it's not Talia and didn't derive. That's the one you bomb is paid based. Only a din of Tli and din of the Rabban. So if it's an Issa, the Rabban that fell into one of two pots, you don't know which pot, and one of them is Treif anyway, one of them is Kosher, you have a right to assume that the Issa, the Rabban fell into the Treifa pot, and the Kosher pot remains Kosher. But if the both pots are Kosher, and the Issa, the Rabban fell into one of the two, you don't know which one, so you can't be Matta both as tied to the Sasri. You cannot pick out arbitrarily one is Kosher and one is Treif. So therefore you have to be Machman both. That's the Tosefta. So that's the second answer of the Rabban. That's what the Pasuk quoted. Regarding Shnas HaShemitah, there is a dispute which year is Shnas HaShemitah. On the Luach it says, the Tavshin Nun, this year is Shana HaShlishis LeShemitah, Kifi Minik HaGonim. That's what the Rambam writes, Kifi Minik HaGonim. But the Rambam has a different Shitah. Rashi and Tosfos in Avodah, the first paragraph of a different Shitah, says really quite a few Shitahs, whether this is really the third year of Shemitah, last year was the third year of Shemitah, next year is the third year of Shemitah, different Shitahs. So the Shaila was, if one should assume that Shemitah is managed as only the Rabbanon, so they may be on the kibbutzim and Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to talk Shemitah at all. When it comes to Shas HaShemitah, so they say, maybe it was last year, maybe it's next year. And every one of the 3 years, that's the Sofik, they'll say, maybe it's a different year. Sveika D'Rabban L'Kula. So the Mishnah Melah quotes this from one of the Achreinim who suggests that such an einfall. You should do away with the whole issue of Shemitah Bizman Azeh. The Mishnah Melah says, no, it's against the run. Over here, I'm not too fast. That's what Avni Nezer writes regarding Bein HaShemoshes of the Tainus. The Gemara says in Pesachim, in Mach Mishanoagu, that Ben HaShemoshes of Yom Kippur you have to fast because Yom Kippur is Deraisa, so Ben HaShemoshes Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra. Ben HaShemoshes of Tisha B'Av you have to fast, but Ben HaShemoshes of the other Tanaisim you don't have to fast. Why don't you have to fast Ben HaShemoshes of the other Tanaisim? Because then most they are is only the Rabbanon. So why do you have to fast? It's Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra. So why do you have to fast Ben HaShemoshes of Tisha B'Av? So the Belt says because Tisha B'Av is more than a Rabbanon. Tisha B'Av is Medivri Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah Dami. Who states that Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah? In a pasuk in Zechariah, all of the Tanaisim are written together. And the Navi says that Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, but you live in a country with no religious persecution, it's optional. Rotem Misanim, Rotem Misanim. That's a simple reading in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin. But it's optional. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. And the fact that we all fast today, the Hag says, Kvar Shavu Alai Chover. The meaning that Klal Yisrael has accepted upon himself that he fast the other Tanaisim. So the Rashba writes on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that even Tisha B'Av is also, based on the words of the Navi Zechariah, Tisha B'Av is also Ratz Misan Ratzayim Misan. And the fact that Tisha B'Av is not optional is only with the Rabbanan. It's not no longer with the Rikabola. Tisha B'Av is Manazah is no longer with the Rikabola. It's only with the Rabbanan. So Tisha B'Av is with the Rabbanan. So that's the Nezer is. So just like you say, Ben Ashmosh and the other Tanaisim is Mutter, like a Sfeik of the Rabbanan Lekula, the other Tanaisim is only a Minig. Parshavio Lach has a Minig. The Sufik Minig is Lekula. But Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan, so it's not a Minig. So let it also be Sfeik of the Rabbanan Lekula. So the Avnei Nezer says, no, the Vart is like this. Tisha B'Av is also Leilo Kiyomo. You have to fast 24 hours. So you have two Ben Ashmoshes that you have to worry about. Whether Ben Ashmoshes is Dina Kiyomo, Dina Kalayim. So if you're going to be Mekel on the first Ben Ashmoshes, then you have to be Machma on the second Ben Ashmoshes. Because if the first Ben Ashmoshes is Dina Ke'erev, Tisha B'Av, then the second Ben Ashmoshes of Matzoi, Tisha B'Av, is Dina Ke'Tisha B'Av. And if you want to be Mekel on the second one, because it's Dina Kalayim, then you have to be Machma on the first one. So to be Mekel on both, you can't start the disaster. And to pick one arbitrarily, you can't. That's like the Ron said, like the Tosefta. You have Neberi, you have to be Machma on both. By the other Tanaisim, it's not Leila Ki Yoma. The other Tanaisim, you only face by Yom, you don't face by Yom. So you're only being down on one Ben Ashmash. Ben Ashmash is Besofa Yom. It's a regular fake, and then I'm on the Kubas. It says you go to Kubas. But it's not that Tisha B'Av is Midibi Kabbalah. That's why you go to Chumi, because Dibi Kabbalah is Dibi Torah. It's not true. He quotes the Rashba, says the Feirish, that Tisha B'Av is Manazah, is only with the Rabbanan. He has a tshuva where he talks to Taz. The Taz writes, he doesn't understand what it says in Shulchan Aruch, B'Shem the Ramban, that on Tisha B'Av, a Chayla She'em Bo Sakon is permitted to feel. Chayla She'em is permitted. A woman just had a baby. The first couple of days, she has the status of a Chayla. My wife had a baby 2 days before Tisha B'Av, one summer. So the dinner is that a Chayla She'em is Sakon is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, B'Shem the Ramban. So the Taz fake Takasha, how can it be? Tisha B'Av is at Medivri Kabbalah, but the words of the Novi, it's not totally Berat Misan, Vatay Misanim. Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Torah Damon, you see, after the only had to teeth would be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona wouldn't be allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So the Taz light by Kash. He thinks that the Rishonim, he quotes the Rabbi Natam, is going to disagree with the Mechaber, because Tisha B'Av is Manazah, it's still Medivri Kabbalah. So the Avni Nezer writes in his Tshuva, that the Chidush HaRash Bo, Amaseches Rosh Hashanah, was not printed before the Taz. The Taz in the 1600s didn't have a Rashba. This is the first time they printed it from manuscript was later. So he says, if the Taz would have had a Rashba, he would have known that the Rashba and not Gemara and Rosh Hashanah says not so. He says that Tisha B'Av is Manazah is the same as the other Tanaisim Midiri Kabbalah. As far as what the Novi said, it's the same as the other Tanaisim, that it's totally Berat Misanim Berat Misanim. The fact that it's not totally Berat, so it's only with the Rabbanon. So since it's only with the Rabbanon, so Chel Hashem B'Sakon, it's permitted to eat, that's what he says. And in that shuvah, he has this whole explanation about the Ben Ashmash.
But sometimes by the Rabbanon, we do pass from Tata Rechonah. We hadn't brought this like Abba and Davna and Minacha and Ma'ariv.
Tata Misasri Lekula. That's the Kasha all the Rishonim is asking against the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says he permitted to be Mekel to Davna, Minacha late and Ma'ariv early. So the Yoleh said it's against that Tosefta. Right. You cannot do a Tata Misasri Lekula in a Din the Rabbanon. The only time you may, the Ramban writes in the beginning of Ksubas, in Avelus. That's what the Ramban says, because the Ramban has a din. If someone is buried on Yom Tov, so you don't begin to observe Shiva till after Yom Tov is over. So what's with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis? You have to observe Shiva now. So the Ramban says, in the name of the Goyim, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The last day of Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis counts as the first day of Shiva, even though you don't observe Avelus on that day. So what kind of an androgynous is this? What do you mean it counts as the first day of Shiva if you don't observe Avelis? So the Ramban says, because it's Sfeik of the Yoma. Sfeik of the Yoma means you're not sure, you treat it as if you're not sure whether it's Yom Tov or it's not Yom Tov. So he says, you go Lekula in both directions. So he says, Sfeik of the Sfeik Avelis, Sfeik Avelis, Lahokil, so I say, that the Shiva began on the last day of Pesach, so the 8th day of Pesach, the first day of Shiva, maybe it's cold, and you only have to observe another 6 days of Shiva, and on the morning of the 6th day you say, but then do you have to actually observe the Shiva on the last day of Pesach? So you say no. Safik Kodesh, Safik Kol. Maybe it's Kodesh. So you don't observe Avelus. So Misafik, I say, the Shiva begins a day earlier. The Shiva begins a day later. And it ends a day earlier. You go to Kula in both directions. I said, tied to the Safik. Ramban holds the favorite. If you say, Safik Avelus, Kula, even tied to the Safik. That's a special din. That's a special din. That's a special din by Avelus. Well, the Sheshmaitzi writes on the first page, he quotes the Pichodosh, that Sotek Mamzer is Mutam and Atar is also a special din. The moms that can marry, this man is the chemed of the negation. He can't marry two wives. But before the chemed of the negation, a man can marry two wives. He says a Sufik mamzer can marry two wives. One mamzeres vadois and one Yisraelis kshera vadois. Why? Because a Sufik mamzer is mutter. Is a special din. He can marry this one, he can marry that. Ma'isach, Mumanav Shach is doing wrong. Doesn't matter. It's not like Sveika the Rabban Lakum. It's a special hetter that the Makam Sufik is mutter. Whenever you have such a special hetter, you have this by Sufik Orla B'chutz Laretz, and Sufik Mamzer is mutter in Atayra, and Sufik Abelis Lakula, and Sufik Gerov Lakula. In special cases where you have extra special kulas in Sufik, today you can allow Tati the Sufik. But in a regular din the Rabbanon, we just say Sveika the Rabban Lakula, you wouldn't allow the Makam Tati the Sufik.
And even the Ben Shmuel is a regular Tannis. There's also Shalom. Maybe you go like Rabbi Yosef. The Ben Shmuel doesn't start until at the end of this month,
right,
so therefore you don't eat it anyway.
That's what the Grot time.
So you lose out. Even though it could be Michael, but you lose out because it's dead.
That was the Grot time. Why you have to wait? Taisus says Ben Hashmash is mutter, but the minig is that we don't eat Ben Hashmash. The Grot says because we're not so sure when Ben Hashmash is. Okay.